Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Wednesday, October 13th, 2010.
Episode 6.30, the Week 6 Preview Show.
Also known as the We're Gonna Fix Everything from Last Week Show.
We are?
Everything. I figured it out.
Well, Jeffrey, the first thing we should fix is apologize to all Houston Texans and New York Giant fans.
Yes, absolutely.
Apparently,
to all of you.
Not only did we leave them out in the preview show, we left them out in the recap show.
Well, there's an explanation for that. We work off the same script.
That's right.
That's going to happen. And if any of you ever feel like we got a very frustrated email from somebody in New York who's like, we know you hate the Giants, but it's
we hate the Giants so much. I don't hate the Giants. We were there week one.
Seriously, to support your stadium and everything, and to love on Coach Coughlin, who was very frustrated, even in victory. But and so, you know, it happens. And who got omitted? This is, you got to ask yourself if you're the Giants lover. My Houston Texans got omitted.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a good reason to omit them, because they're very frustrating.
Poo-poo.
They are stinky poo-poo. But we're going to talk about all the games coming up.
That's
We've got
right.
how many games? 14, 12 this week?
14 games this week. Four 14. Teams on a bye. We're going to do better. I've guaranteed double digits.
I have not gone that far, but I guarantee.
Yeah. Father Time has caught up with someone, and we'll talk about that as well. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. All right, we are back for another. So, first of all, another dose of our own medicine. That's right. First of all, we have to apologize due to some conflicts. Sammy, which we promised on the last show, will not be able to join us, but he will be here next week.
What part of the country is he in?
He's
right
in
now?
Pittsburgh.
He's in Pittsburgh.
He's
of
there
course,
for the return
of
Ben Roethlisberger.
Burger.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't even say it today, dude.
No.
Went to Lucky Boys for lunch today.
Oh, did you have
that Jordan had
burger?
A half day. No, you never have a burger at Lucky Boys.
Oh, my
Burgers.
Gosh.
You have a breakfast burrito.
No.
Yeah, for lunch. You have
no,
the big old breakfast
have
burrito.
Big,
easy
giant,
Popeyes.
Double cheeseburger.
I've never had anything but the breakfast burrito.
Oh, their double cheeseburger with
I've
fries is just amazing.
But their breakfast burrito is so good. There's at least eight slices
of
bacon
in it.
I
don't eat breakfast for lunch.
I know. You're one of those strange people who prefers breakfast in the breakfast time
for
slot.
Breakfast. I don't want breakfast for lunch or dinner.
I like it any time of day. In fact, after the breakfast burrito for lunch, which is all I had at 11:30 when Jordan got out of school early for PSAT testing, tonight I find myself at a Mexican West restaurant, and what am I going to order? Huevos grandes. Look, we didn't play her the whole show. You couldn't wait. You couldn't want me that early.
I missed it the whole last show. She said, what did you order?
Huevos rancheros.
I said it wrong.
Huevos grandes. I'm sorry. I know Emma speaks better Spanish than
I. She was, you know, it was going to be perfect, but then you butchered what you ordered.
I was going to have eggs twice in one day, man. Yeah. I love me the eggs. You put them in a burrito. You put them it's good.
It's some enough for sauce. Me to do eggs in the morning for breakfast.
Yummy.
Oh, man. Lots of stuff to talk about today. We should just get to the NFL news, right?
So appreciate all the listener emails that have told us how crazy we are, how
weird we are. We are crazy. You know what?
The snoring doesn't work. The new snore doesn't work.
Do you want to read that email?
Sure.
Why not? We got it.
It was fun. This is by listener Gary, who basically says, the snore. Okay, I have to agree with Jeff. That snore is horrendous. I vote for going back to the old one or something else entirely. And that's listener Gary. Now,
Listener Gary, why does Jeff hate it? It's his snore.
Oh, I think it's disgusting.
It's your snore.
So, do you find your own farts offensive occasionally? Sure. And it comes out of your body, so it's good, right? No, not everything that comes out of my body is good. Sometimes it's really bad.
But my snore wasn't. It was just, you know, I was embarrassed that you caught me snoring.
It wasn't a horrible snore. No, it just prevented me from going to sleep. Well, that was my only gripe about it.
Own issue. You can't sleep if there.
I couldn't sleep in a library.
Listen. You could hear that.
Yeah,
and you wouldn't be able to sleep.
That's absolutely
true.
People
were like, did he actually say something? Yeah, I did.
Barely. Audible.
Yeah.
But
and that's
Jeff
all
would
it
hear
takes.
It,
that's
and
all
he would
it
be
takes.
Like, will you please just be quiet?
I have supersonic hearing.
Yeah.
And I wear earplugs to try and combat it.
It's an Ellis trait, trust
it
me.
It is, because my sister's got it in all her glory. My mom's got it. I got the whole family wearing earplugs because I was the only one to have a brain. Since I only have a brain, I went out and figured out how to wear comfortably earplugs.
Well, let's get first to the big...
We're keeping the snore. That's all to say we're keeping the snore.
Yeah, we're keeping the snore.
Because you know what? It's our show, and it's my turn to take the abuse.
That's right. It's his turn to get embarrassed with a...
Although, no, it's more of a lion. I prefer, as long as I can liken it to a lion roar.
Yeah,
this is where Gary thinks that I want it gone. I don't want it gone. See, Gary,
I don't care what you say. It's not a lion roar. But anyways...
What's going on?
Let's start with... how about Lux, the super sports agent...
I thought you were talking about Look, who is the Stanford quarterback.
Lux.
And I'm like, wow, because why are we talking college football?
I don't even know his first name. Who wrote the
SI piece.
The Confession of a Sports Agent.
You know, Trisha First is the first one to put us both onto this story.
Yes.
But I had already read it because on Twitter, somebody else had tweeted. I think Peter King tweeted it and said, if this is true, there's going to be heck to pay.
Not really.
Well, and so anyways, it was a significant enough tweet that I went and read the article, and it was a lengthy article in Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. Read the whole thing on my phone. I didn't know how long it was. I just kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And by the time I'm done, I'm virtually the guy from, the Steve Martin movie, The Jerk. I'm Carl Reiner in The Jerk, where I'm just permanently cross-eyed from reading such a long article on my phone. And
it
was huge.
Lux
it was
comes
scandalous.
Out, and he's been an NFL agent for the past 20 years and just names all these names of college players that he paid hundreds and hundreds and sometimes thousands
of
dollars.
Individually.
Individually to sign with him.
Not just to sign with him, but to keep them happy so they might sign with him.
Because a lot of times, they didn't even sign with
him. The overwhelming majority did not sign with him. They used him to get
money.
They used a lot of people to get money.
So
it's a very damning tale. I think we should probably, Stephen, post it on Facebook along with the kid who does this. Oh, I didn't plug in my thing.
You're not even plugged in. So,
but continue.
Yeah, what Jeff is playing is a kid who's crying about he hates football because the Raiders beat the
Chargers. He's a huge Chargers fan. He's five. It's very sad.
But if he was what I didn't understand, he was a Chargers fan, but he was wearing a Chicago Bears shirt.
If you read all the comments from his father,
yeah.
His grandparents live in Chicago. He loves football.
I see.
And so his number one team is the Chargers, and his number two team is
the
Chicago Bears.
Yes.
And there's not usually a conflict, but in his lifetime, being five, he had never seen the Chargers beat the Raiders, and he went and had this.
The Raiders beat the Chargers.
Yeah.
Mean, yeah.
And he just goes a little... That's not nice, his mom says.
I hate football!
I tell you what.
Wait, one more.
I hate football!
There it is.
You need to just splice that to the I hate football. Wah,
and give it to all the wives.
I hate football.
And give it to all the wives so they can make it their ringtone.
It's a ringtone. That's true. On Sunday, they're sitting there with their husband watching
football.
I hate football. I hate football. We just need to have it. If we ever have a pick a week of picks.
I hate football. Like last week. Hate football. Yeah. Wow. But here's the thing. I love this comment because Jordan really loved it. Look, it's Philip Rivers Jr. That was very, very funny in there. Because Jordan really doesn't like Philip Rivers.
I know he doesn't.
He sees him as a bit of a whiner. And I'm like, that's because he's a stud. He's a stud He's a stud athlete, and he does. Stephen, that is the perception that's out there in the public. So I thought
it's not my perception.
I thought we could put up on a Facebook or Twitter post the link to the SI article and then the link to the YouTube that has the kid doing
you
the Raiders
have
thing.
All the access. So
I know I will. I will do that tomorrow. I promise. Okay. I promise. Before this show is up, you'll be able to go out and just boom. And if you're on, follow us on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't, that's the only way you're going to get this. Because we're not even going to hold it hostage for show donors, because this is public information.
We'll put it on our website as well.
Now you're putting yourself on the hook.
Well,
let's make people go on Facebook and Twitter.
How about let's make people come to our website?
That's fine, too. That's fine.
Let's
too.
Not put it on Facebook and Twitter. Let's put it on our website.
Well, our website's so pretty. That? I don't like to mess it up.
Yeah, well, you
it's
know,
so
you can
pretty.
Put something in the corner there. We'll take the links to the pick'em pages because you shouldn't be already in those.
And you shouldn't be looking at our picks anyway.
And we'll remove that and we'll put a link to the article and the little kid crying. I guess.
It is such a hysterical. When I got in there, now according to Jordan, things on YouTube tend to halt right around 300. And they hold for a long time, and then they jump dramatically. Jordan would know this. He's a teenager. I didn't know this.
What do you mean halt at 300?
Well, the count of how many people have hit on it, because okay. I thought that I was in the first 300 people to see this.
Yeah.
But Jordan's like, no, that there's some hiccup in the way it keeps track of the counting. And then it goes to several thousand from 300. It always seems to hold right around 300. Hmm. So I was in the
initial
group.
Well, there you go, YouTube. Apparently,
fix that.
You need to fix your counting mechanism.
Because... And this kid is just having a complete conniption. If you read through the comments and the threads, you find out that his father tells a story that he had just come from a camp, a boys' camp, where there was they live in San Diego area, and there was some military guys, and they were going through some fun little kid games, doing push-ups in the beach and stuff like that. And he was completely exhausted, comes home to watch the Chargers game, and then has this complete meltdown because he's at his wit's end. He's had no sleep because he's up all night with the guys, and the Chargers lose, and he declares that... and...
Can't believe it.
He hates the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
Well, there's days that I don't.
Yeah, that's a smart kid.
There's days I don't hate the Raiders, Steven.
Hey, that's a smart kid. Any kid says, I hate the Raiders.
Did you labor
He's
over your San Francisco Oakland pick?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Did you labor over any of your picks this
Not
week?
Not at all.
What kind of human are you that you don't labor over your picks? I spent 2 hours on my picks.
Yeah, you got issues, friend.
I need to fix what happened last week.
And so you think by spending more time with your picks... You will fix it.
Yes, and you watch.
I got
just you watch.
You want to bet that steak dinner? No, that steak lunch.
That what? That
I do better than you this week, and I took. 10
I
minutes.
Wanted the double digit picks. Is what I wanted.
Ten. I do better than you. Forget how
this,
many.
I guarantee.
I do better than you in picks.
You usually
I
do better than
minutes.
Me. So why do I forfeit? Why do I wager something?
Because you took 2 hours. You really got it honed in.
I
you got your
did
picks
my best.
Down.
I did my
You're
best.
You're going to go 14-0.
No, but I did my best. I did my very, very best.
I did my very best in 10
until
minutes.
Last week, I usually just, in years gone by, all I've done is, I know this. And last week showed me I didn't know squat, so I had to take a little bit more time.
Didn't know squat.
And still outpicked you last week. And so this week I took a little more time.
Oh, by one whole game when everybody did horrible.
Everybody did horribly. Absolutely. Everybody did.
So if you outpicked me out last week, let's do it this week.
Then I should
week.
Have the cojones to do it this
That's
week.
That's right.
Steak. You know, I got Dee Dee and I got fortune cookies on the same night.
Yes.
That both basically came down to be careful with your money. So I don't know.
So
when a husband
won't
and wife,
bet me
I'm scared.
On a fortune cookie. Okay.
Well, when you get double banged on the fortune, the double hit bang on the fortunes that are warning you about finances.
It was a bad fortune cookie company that gave you guys the same fortune.
Well, I have a friend that actually would go up to cookies. The counter and just say, I don't want this fortune. This clearly isn't for me. I request another one.
Yeah.
And I like that guy. I think he's pretty funny. But look, when my wife and I are the only ones at dinner, we both have things that say, you're going to be in trouble financially. You better watch it. And so now I'm saying, let's go have a $75 lunch. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that I should be avoiding, according to the fortune teller.
Well,
but, Steven, I'm on.
So now you're on.
Because you know what? I don't believe in that nonsense.
Thank you. Because I was
But I
be
don't
like...
believe in my picks either. But I did my best. And if I do my best and you just go
you're
shooting
on.
From the hip.
You're on. It's on.
You're shooting from the hip, and I'm actually spending some time. And there are some very difficult games to pick this week, I think.
There was one. The reason it took me 10 minutes
was
because
you spent nine on one of them.
I spent 8 minutes on one of them.
Not Ravens-Patriots. Not Falcons-Eagles. No. Dolphins. No. Saints-Bucks. Maybe Saints-Bucks.
No.
Indy, D.C., Tennessee, Jacksonville.
No, you missed it. It was the very first one. Baltimore, New England took me 8 minutes.
Oh, so I was trying to speculate. Was that it? I was asking
you. The other 13 games took me 2.
No, Baltimore, New England, tough game to pick. Tough game to pick.
Yes.
And I'm uncertain about the outcome of that, to be perfectly honest. I just came down and had to pick one.
All right, so we're on. We're on a steak lunch.
Steak lunch before we leave for London.
All right, steak lunch before we go to London.
Which, by the way, have booked the trip to Leeds. We'll be having a late early dinner, late after work kind of thing near the train station there in Leeds.
Okay.
At a pub to be determined
somewhere
in the future, but plan on it.
Somewhere
if you can get
Leeds.
Down
if
to,
you're in Leeds,
to Northern
come
England.
Come hang out on which day?
On Thursday,
October
the
28th.
Exactly.
Yes.
We're going to be...
we're just going to be running around Leeds saying, come hang out with us, people!
That's not true. We actually have work to do before that, Stephen.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we do. So that's why we're going.
You make me take a long
ass... A 10:30 train ride. 2.5 hour train ride.
To
up
Leeds.
To Northern England, and then we're having a nice
we're
lunch
going
with
that
Mark
far,
at Sky
we just
Sport
keep
News Radio.
Going up and you know,
go
I can see
Scotland.
Yeah, go to Scotland
and go to Loch Ness
because I want to wear a kilt. So let's just.
I appreciate that you're finally honest about this kilt fantasy that you've had. I've known you've wanted to wear a kilt as long as I've known you, and I'm glad that you just finally are out
just
there.
Go up there and I'll wear a kilt and run around free balling it underneath my kilt. And I'll do cartwheels, and people will love me. Huh? What about that? Can I do that?
No, but I'll take you up to Arthur's Seat, and you can roll down the hill and get sick.
Yeah, I don't know if I
want
to
do that. It's about a...
And I do. I want to see the Loch Ness Monster. I've heard so much about it.
Her. It's a female. It's not an it.
It's an it.
Most
monsters
get offended when you get their genders wrong.
You've been watching too much Monsters, Inc. Weren't you working at Disney at the time that movie came out?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, that's why.
I was the voice of no one in the film.
Yeah, you didn't do anything.
But let me tell you, I thought the movie was going to be... That's not true. I did the book adaptation.
Did you get credited?
Again, I do the books after the movies come out, so I can't get credited for that.
But you didn't do anything with the movie, is what I'm saying.
But I did the film.
It was a true statement.
When the film is in development, I am actively participating in the book process.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing all of the color transformations.
There were some people at Disney who I won't mention names because I don't want to get anyone into trouble.
Good.
That would...
Brenda. I just pulled the name out of my rear end.
Like, who's that?
It was somebody I knew that I hadn't worked with at Disney.
I would get some really cool Disney artwork.
Brenda. Brenda McKelstey.
From the shows that were getting done.
Yeah.
At the time I was there, it was Mulan... and Monsters and Toy Story 2.
Right. And I was there for I go way back.
You go way back. So anyways,
back when Disney made good cartoons.
If you guys haven't checked it out, we talked about this, we alluded to this. When is an onside kick to open a game a good
Steven
time
says
to
it's
do it?
Never a good idea.
I didn't say never. Remember when I said the first week of the season.
Oh, first week of the season, opening game,
nobody,
opening
everybody's revved
right,
up and ready to go.
You did say that.
And you get the onside kick. That's
agreed.
What I said. Well,
so Michael Lombardi
on NFL.com, he decided, well, I got to let you know when it's a good idea.
Okay.
So check out his article. Go to NFL.com. It's on the front page. Michael Lombardi's.
Trying to get Lombardi on the show? Because we're running out of titles for
we
people.
We are trying to get Lombardi on the show. Lombardi will probably be in within the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Dude, do you rest?
We're getting...
You did a Dallas Cowboys Star Report today.
Yes, I did. We're getting Jacques Jones Taylor from Dallas Morning News.
And Zsa Gabor.
No, Jacques Jones Taylor from the Dallas Morning News. He's going to come talk about the Cowboys and what he...
I remember him from Oxnard.
Yeah, good guy.
Good guy.
We're still...
But the Zsa Gabor thing
I think
is clearly
big,
not going to
happen.
The big
thing now that we've had some pretty big... NFL pundits come on the show.
Right.
I think the big thing now is players, and I'm quickly working on our first player to come on the show.
All right,
and I'm going to go ahead and say it because it's a possibility. Jared Allen of the Minnesota Vikings,
dude.
Yes,
the mullet
is coming.
Wow,
and I think what interested him was your karaoke actually. He's gonna come talk karaoke with us.
How on earth did Jared Allen see this?
I don't know, but that let's just think.
It is legendary. Me singing "Born to Run." Don't get me wrong. That is, as one show donor put it, worth the price of admission alone.
So anyways, I'm working all kinds of angles. I've got a whole bunch of friends.
You never sleep. On the phone all day trying to make sure that our jobs actually work out for us while you're trying to find fun people.
Yeah, fun people.
I'm on the phone with business people making sure we're in the studio. By the way, Sky Sport News and Sky Sport News Radio beginning this week, move us up an hour in your calendar.
Yeah, there you
go. We're in the 7 to 8 p.m. UK time slot. Here in the Pacific time zone for Sky Sport News Radio, which you can always get on the internet from 11 to 11:30. Yes. You can always hear us on
11
the internet.
11 to 11:30, Sky Sport News Radio. 11:30 to noon.
But that, again, is only in the UK that we're talking about Sky Sport News on television.
On TV.
Right. So that would be 7:30 to 8 p.m.
Two other people.
You're talking about Jared Allen. So I'm Jared Allen. Excited and interested.
A celebrity and ex-football player. We're working on getting Rodney Pete and his wife, Holly Robinson Pete, on the show.
The point was, what I do.
Holly is going to be, we're going to get her to talk about her book. She wrote a book for how women should watch football. And it's called Get Your Own Damn Beer, I'm Watching the Game. I love it.
So it doesn't involve.
No, she loves to watch the game of football. And the title is Get Your Own Damn Beer, I'm Watching the Game.
And the other possibility for a woman is to write the book that's called
I Hate Football.
Yeah, well, that's not the book she wrote. That's not the book she wrote. I think it's really cool. It's basically, because husband's like, hey, honey, bring me a beer.
Well, she's get your own damn beer.
I'm watching the game. So she's going to talk about that. And they're both coming on, hopefully, to talk about their foundation.
Cool. Rodney Pete.
Yes. So we'll hopefully get them on in a couple of weeks
as
well.
He's an SC guy.
And I'm still waiting to hear back from Troy Aikman. So we may
that would be amazing.
On the show.
I was listening to.
I just basically called in a lot of favors there.
Seriously, just a couple.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Neil Reynolds this morning, who does play-by-play for the BBC and stuff.
Yep.
Because, again, all I'm talking about is business, Stephen.
Yes.
I don't say, hey, come be on our show. I'm like trying to set up.
Somebody has to do that.
I know, but I'm working the business side of things, making sure our business relationships are sound.
Am I getting paid yet? Is there any money?
That's kind of what I'm working on.
Okay.
Is are we getting paid?
All right, good.
And I sent that note to this friends. You need to make this part of your out of office if your office permits it.
Oh, God.
We just got this from Sky Sports where we're trying to work out some of the issues there. So this was the auto reply for the out of office auto reply. Thanks for your email. It was beautifully written. I'm now out of the office until blah, 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 blah. Please direct all urgent issues to so-and-so at this number.
Yes. I know who did that, too.
Yeah, it's Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I said her name. It's Elizabeth.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Knows.
I didn't
nobody
say her last name. She's a Sky. She's fantastic.
I love her. She is awesome.
And what I wrote to her, which was funny because I totally bought into this, was, Elizabeth, you better not leave the office for Halloween weekend because we're going to be in the studio on Friday.
Yes.
And we want a very warm personal greeting.
Yes.
And so I get this email reply. Thanks for your email. It was beautifully written. I'm like, I think it was. It's like, I'm now out of the office until Wednesday. I'm like, oh, come on.
It's awesome.
So I'm chasing
it's kind of down. It's kind of like the voicemail I had in college.
Oh, I love those. Which is just hey,
hey, what? I can't. What is? I can't hear you. What? And it come on, dude. What?
I'm just jerking you around. Leave a message.
Yeah,
after the
I'm not here. Beep. People would
hate people like that.
People would come in.
Hate
what?
People like
dude,
that.
Dude, change your answering machine.
I hate people like that.
Why do you hate people like that?
Because they're messing with your mind.
And they got you, right?
Did they
get you a couple times like that?
I don't like gotten getting.
Jeffrey doesn't like to be gotten.
I don't like gotten getting. Getting gotten.
All right. Now, let's move on.
Real
now. We've
news.
Had lots
let's
of fun.
Let's talk about His Highness.
NFL news. Father Time has finally caught up with 41-year-old Brett Favre.
Now, are you too enthusiastic about this because of injuring your calf? When you were busily getting back into shape and age caught up with you, are you relishing in this a little too much?
No, you know what? Age actually caught up with Peter King as well. Did you read this
thing?
I
know. Peter King sprinted the last 200 yards of his mini marathon, his half marathon, and he tweaked. He got a stress fracture in his leg. And I was thinking the exact same thing.
I messed up my leg when I decided to run pretty hard the final 400 meters of my 4-mile walk.
Yeah.
And
same thing.
So, yeah.
You should have warned Peter. I mean, you consider him somebody you like, you know? You should warn him.
And still, I've got an email out to Peter, too, and waiting to hear back from him. So there's a lot of people coming on the show in the next three or four weeks.
But it's only recently that it's actually coming to fruition.
Well, because I've actually been busting my butt trying to get
people
on the show.
Is that what happened to your butt?
Yeah.
I was wondering about that.
Brett Favre says that if his elbow is too sore, he will sit. Meaning his 289 consecutive game starts is in jeopardy. The streak is in jeopardy, Jeffrey. And all I have to say to Brett, remember Cal Ripken?
Oh, please.
When he finally got hurt and he finally took the day off, he never got back on the field.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Cal Ripken sat one day after 18 years and then never came back.
And the cool thing is, he made a big deal about it, too. He made about, you know, I'm sitting today, and they had, you know, had a big deal and stuff. And dude never got it back on the field, man.
So you're basically, you're trying to curse Brett or what?
I'm just telling him.
You said
I'm
he was in. You put him in jeopardy.
No, it's not that he's in jeopardy.
I'm just not in final jeopardy. He's just in jeopardy.
You know what? I actually think that I prefer facing Brett Favre, the Dallas Cowboys, than Tavares Jackson.
So you're goading him to stay on the field.
Because Brett, if you come off, you'll never go back on again, buddy.
You want him out there with his bum elbow. And his bum ankle that needs to be lubricated with 10W40.
And shoulder, and he can hardly see. Hey, looking at Brett Favre over the last several weeks, is it just me or the dude not having fun?
He's not having a lick of fun. There was one shot of the sideline where I saw a smirk.
Yeah, even the touchdown pass that he threw to Randy Moss.
That was elation. That was relief over getting 700.
I think it was 500. I think he ran and he got his 500. But even the next couple of touchdowns to Percy Harvin, he was just like, I mean, of course he was in pain. You could see him holding his elbow. But I think what is going more through his head than anything else is. Why in the world did I agree to come back for another season?
Steven, I've told you, but I don't know if I've told the listeners how I left swimming.
How did you leave swimming, Jeffrey?
Out of the pool. I'm kidding. That was a really bad joke. But I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital.
I left swimming because I could not get out of the deep end.
Yeah, no, I was a competitive swimmer on one of the best team in the world.
Yes.
And I had been doing it since I was 5, and it was the only sport I knew.
Your father asked you?
He said to me, he said, Jeff, you know, you don't have to do this. And again, I had been doing it since I was 5, and I'm now 13.
Yeah.
And I'm in the hospital with an ulcer.
Yes.
Ulcers are generally stress-related. And I hadn't been having fun for years, but I didn't know anything different. That's the whole life I knew was get up at 5:30 in the morning, go work out, go to school, come home and work out, do homework, go to sleep, get up, repeat. And I'd done this for 7-8 years.
Yep.
And my dad says, you don't have to do this. And I said, really? He said, yeah. And I never went back to the pool. Never. And I see that in Brett where it's like, dude, you thought you were going to come back and help your team. Yeah. I believe that about him, but also have fun.
Right.
Because it's so much fun, the camaraderie and everything like that. But I heard from one of the Minnesota players today talking about the game coming up with the Cowboys. And he said, you know, when you're in a funk like this, every day feels like a week.
Yeah. Here's the quote that kind of stuck with me from Favre. And he said, basically, look, I don't want to play just to play. It's kind of a funny injury. It could flare up and get worse. But the thing, him saying, I don't want to play just to play. Brett Favre from a couple years ago, Brett Favre from even last year would never have said that.
Right.
Get me on the field. I just want to play football.
No, and he has played. Part of the frustration that Packerland had with Brett Favre was he wouldn't allow himself to come out of a game. He was always certain that he was the best person to be on the field, even when he was badly injured. And they were like, no, if you would just step aside and let Aaron Rodgers have a couple series, we'll get you back in there. But would you please come out of the game and just take a game off because you're obviously hurt? And Brett was always, no way.
I'm going to step in there. I don't think there was ever a will you take a game off?
No, there was never the request.
Yeah.
No one would stand up to him and say that.
Yeah.
But the fans sure knew that he was so hurt out there, and he wasn't giving the team the best chance that they had at winning. And Brett disagreed.
Speculation.
It is. It is purely speculation. Yep. But I believe that you don't get to a record like that without being a bit selfish, and I include Cal Ripken in that, where the record becomes more important than anything
else.
This
record's it's not going to be broken.
No chance.
Okay, so it's not like he has to add to it. So if he goes back out on Sunday to play against the Dallas Cowboys, I don't think he's doing it for the record. I think he's
anymore.
Doing it because... Yeah, well...
He's obliterated the record, so now that shouldn't be an issue. It shouldn't be a motivating and driving force anymore.
But right now, there's other problems with the Minnesota Vikings, man. It's not just Brett Favre. The offensive line, they're not providing any holes for... I don't even know how many times Adrian Peterson ran the ball last week against the Jets, but I bet you that more than half of them, and I haven't done the research for this, so somebody wants to take the time to go do that, please let us know.
Hope people
but
will.
I bet you that for more than half of them, Peterson was hit at the line of scrimmage or before he got to the line of scrimmage.
This has been my complaint the entire, going back to the end of last season, was that he was having to take bubble screens and things like that in order to get the ball outside,
so that he
could do what he needed to do.
Right.
It's not that he lost anything. It's that the offensive line wasn't providing holes.
Yeah,
and so he had to go outside and do slants. And
there's only so many times you can run behind Steve Hutchinson. He's still doing his job.
Yeah.
But the rest of that offensive line is struggling big time. And whenever they needed to get those crucial yards on Monday night, they ran behind Steve Hutchinson, and he just moved the pile.
Right.
But he's struggling to get in a groove running the ball. And Brett is just running for his life. The Jets just continually came after him. Whoever was in there a couple times.
Toby Gerhart?
No, not Gerhart. It was another running back. I forgot who it was. And he just missed blocking assignment after blocking assignment. And the Jets blitz
was Klein
just
saucer?
Dog. Yeah, I think it might have been Klein saucer. There was one particular play where I stopped the play and I rewound it to show to Chris. I was like, look, Chris, Brett's actually telling the running back
who to make this block. Block this guy.
And the running back went the other way at the block. And the guy that Brett had told him, this is the guy you got to
block,
just came in untouched and sacked him. And it's like, and Brett gets up, like, looks at the running back, like, yeah, if I tell you to block somebody, yeah, maybe you should think about blocking him. So he's in trouble. But this thing here about, you know, him saying that he won't play if his elbow is too sore.
By the way, he's going to play.
If his elbow's too sore, he won't play.
And he's also done playing football at this time.
So you're saying that I don't think he'll quit.
I think Brett speaks out of emotion all the time. And he's saying that today. Look, he has tendonitis in his elbow, and he has never experienced it like this. He admitted himself that when he heard people not playing a game because of tendonitis, that he thought they were kind of wusses.
Why did he put nitis in his tendon?
Well, we all put nitis in our tendons to try and keep them stronger.
Okay.
The best way to strengthen your tendon is with nitis. Everyone knows this. 9 out of 10 doctors survey tell you to put nitin in your tendons.
Okay, I was just wondering.
So, but Brett says he used to think people were wusses for not playing because of tendonitis. He's like, I don't feel that way anymore. Yeah. I now understand why people don't play if the tendonitis is bad enough. You can't even hold onto a ball.
Yeah.
My mom gets multiple injections in her hand like a month.
He threw a touchdown pass. He went to hug one of those offensive linemen, and then it was like, don't hug me.
Yeah.
Ow. And then he just
Had tendonitis, and it's awful.
It's going to be interesting to watch whether he plays or not. Certainly going to be interesting to see what
It's going to be a great storyline to watch. And you know what's interesting is this is going to be a game that's going to be covered on Sky on Sunday night there in the UK. So we get to talk about it on Friday on radio and TV. Steven has it as a nap game this week, and I can't for the life of me understand why. Even though the team's records warrant it being a nap game.
If it were 1-3 versus 1-3 anybody else, Jeff, would it be a nap game?
No, but it's not. That's just the point.
Hold on one second.
If it was Kansas City and the Rams.
If anybody else, 1-3 versus 1-3, is it a nap game?
All day, twice on Sunday.
Then it's a nap game today as well.
No, because of the people participating and the expectations that were on them. It makes it
that. It's two bad teams.
Steven, you're the guy.
It's two bad teams playing football.
You're the guy who gets mad at people for gawking at car accidents.
Yeah.
Rubbernecking car accidents makes you mad. Well, welcome to the human race.
Two bad teams play football.
I love seeing two teams that are playing massively below expectations, and which of them will rise from the ashes.
Yep, it's a snap game.
I am fascinated by this, as is most of the country.
And
which
you know
is
what
why
you say
be shown
to
in
do
the UK.
With snap games is don't watch them, just you know, kind of have them on in the background. That's what it'll be. It'll just be on in the background.
I'm going to be paying close attention at which one of these teams is going to step
bad.
Up.
Bad teams.
I'm not saying
you know
they're
what?
Good teams.
Because for too long, what I've been saying about both of these teams is, look, they're elite teams who are just committing too many penalties and too many turnovers. Well, you know what? I think Matt Maiocco finally sold me on, you know what? You know what those teams are? They're bad.
They're bad teams.
Yeah, they're not elite teams
you
making
know,
too many turnovers and too many.
Just like the 49ers guy who intercepted the ball and didn't just go down.
He tried to go make an extra play.
What do the Dallas Cowboys do? They go and they have a stupid penalty that kills your entire. That was the game.
Yep.
You had the game. I'm not saying that for sure. Bueller kicks it out of the back of the end zone. They start in the 20 and they're able to hold him. But you guarantee that that couldn't happen
right.
when you give them a short field and make them kick out of the back of his own end zone. Yeah, and you get the ball at the 30 and give him a wide open field and you don't play special teams. And guess what? You get scored upon, you lose.
Yeah. So, you know,
because you're not playing well because you're a bad team.
Of talking about, you know, Saints and the Cowboys and the Vikings.
All the people that I highlighted on my little article, except with the exception
you know
maybe of the Patriots. The Patriots, we still have to wait and see.
We still have to wait and see. But still, the deal is they're playing bad football. That makes them a bad team.
Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow about teams that just 7 months ago were in the NFC Championship or the NFC Divisional Round.
And championship game. They were both.
I mean, this is what's so stunning, though. They both were. They faced off against each other in the third round of the playoffs. And now they are completely irrelevant? How does that happen in a matter of months?
Bad coaching.
Well, I've never thought the world of Childress as a coach, and I've always been
suspect.
Come on,
Chili's the man, dog.
Chili is the man that can go get Brett Favre. That's what Chili's really good at. And Chili is also great with cornbread.
Yeah, I think Chili is going to have a very interesting decision. Whichever team loses here is going to have to make drastic changes. I think the Minnesota Vikings, if they lose, they're going to have to seriously contemplate whether Brett Favre is their guy for the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah.
And if the Dallas Cowboys lose their game, they're going to have to, you know, although I know, knowing Jerry Jones, he's not going to make a change in the middle of the season.
Right.
But when you commit 12, 13, 14 penalties a game, that's on the
coach.
That's
why these teams are losing, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
These teams are shooting themselves in the foot. It's not like they're playing awful football on the offensive side. They're making mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, more NFL news. Andy Reid and the Philadelphia Eagles have not ruled out Mike Vick for this weekend, Jeffrey.
What? How does Mike feel about that?
I goofed.
Well, that's Andy Reid's
comment.
Oh,
that's Andy Roof. I'm sorry.
Andy Reid, when asked about his decision to be certain that he is going to take his time to make this decision, said,
I goofed.
But I want to know how Mike feels about that because you know what's so interesting, Stephen, how the culture has changed so quickly.
Yeah.
We're now finding out with Aaron Rodgers and everything in Green Bay with the concussion that everyone is, they're reading from a script, Stephen. We're waiting to go through the day-to-day protocols of head trauma injuries and to find the test results.
They don't quite sound like a robot.
No, they don't, but it's starting to because they're all saying the exact same words.
Well, you know.
They're reading from the same script, and it's like, we're now so sensitive about head injuries that we're finally doing the right thing.
The crazy thing is, go back, rewind.
I've got that.
Can you rewind me back?
I can, right here.
Thank you for the rewind there. Before last weekend's games, where the Chicago Bears were saying, oh, Jay Cutler, you know, who had suffered the concussion the week before, he's going to be all right. He's possibly going to play this game against Carolina. And even on Wednesday, yeah, Jay Cutler looks pretty good. He's going to play. He's got the concussion-like symptoms. Remember, they reduced it down to the concussion, which a reader said, if you have a concussion-like symptoms,
you
have a concussion? So anyway...
No, sometimes you just have drooling and rolling of your eyes.
Very smart. And then Thursday comes along and is like, he's still not clear to practice, but we're predict he's going to be okay.
Not hope
and then on Friday
he's
like, Jay Cutler's not playing. And I think that's exactly what the Packers are doing here with Aaron Rodgers. We hope he can play. We hope he's going to be cleared. He's looking pretty good. And come Friday, you're going to find out that Aaron Rodgers is not playing in this football game.
Sometimes it's a you know that he knows that you know that he knows kind of deal.
That, well, to me, is a concussion-like symptom right there, if you say that.
Well, here's a you know he knows that what he know that I know that something like that. And basically, Darrell Revis has been pretty adamant in, you know, radio interviews and stuff and talking to the media that he's not playing this weekend because his hammy's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And Rex Ryan is like, you know who ultimately decides whether he's playing or not?
Our medical staff?
Me.
Not even the medical staff.
He says, I think the quote was, Ryan said, it's going to be on me. I'm going to put it on my shoulders. So basically, it's just a little more posturing. I think Rex Ryan is saying, Revis, shut the beep up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when you play or when you don't play.
Especially since I drove down to your house to bring butt back here. Well, he didn't drive down. They flew down to Florida. You got a billionaire to get on an airplane and go down and say, please come home. Please come back to the team. I just, yuck. So what else news, baby?
Other news coming
Big
out.
Big Ben, dude!
Oh, yes.
Big Ben's coming back!
The return of Roethlisberger!
Oh, so excited.
The return of Brian Cush. Oh, that was last week. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was last week.
It wasn't that
exciting. We're too stupid.
Yeah.
It wasn't that exciting because, man, Houston got beat down by the Giants.
Yeah, we talked about that game, though.
Did we?
No.
No,
sorry.
We didn't talk about that game. Because didn't I say this? I remember saying this quote. Houston is in trouble. That not only did they struggle with Washington on the road, in their own home, they got beat down by Dallas and got beat down by the Giants. They struggled with three NFC East teams. And if you can't beat those teams, you're not going to beat the elite teams in the AFC.
I don't remember you saying that, but that's quite profound.
I did say that, or did I just say it in my mind?
I think we make our own analysis in our minds because, Stephen, I've got so many articles I'm writing in my head. Serious. You know, I went out today when I was talking. I was on the phone all morning with the UK.
Yes.
And I was trying to get us into all the events and stuff.
Did you say that Stephen wanted to come and do the show in Spanish for them in the UK?
No.
Just making up words in English.
Because it's fun?
Okay.
Because it amuses me?
I said, did you tell them that I want to do the show in Spanish, play the Spanish song, it just starts making up words in English. That's just great.
Yeah, the interest in Spanish in the UK is small.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. That is not the...
I thought it was large because like a lot of Spaniards were coming over from Spain and there was a lot of
Their
Spanish.
Largest immigrant population comes from Muslim countries.
Oh, yes.
In North Africa, primarily.
Uh-huh.
And then their next largest would be French.
Ah, yes.
And then there's German.
Je parle un peu français aussi.
Right.
Oui.
Right.
So
the problem is that we don't have a large Spanish-speaking. Then we have Romanian would come next.
Ooh, I don't know any Romanian.
Yeah, no, neither do I. And I know a lot of language pieces. Not any languages, but I know pieces.
I don't know any Romania. That's great.
Did you say that? That was quite stupid. Good job.
I did it to see if you'd catch it, but you just can't. Rah, 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 rah,
well, we both do that, Stephen.
Rattling on.
I believe we both do that.
Okay.
Ramble on.
Jeffrey, Tom Brady's getting a little tired of a particular question.
Tom, what's up with the hair?
No, not that one.
He is tired of that one though too.
Are you prepared to move on without Randy Moss?
Oh God!
Like no more Moss, no Moss. He's
no
doing
Moss,
the,
no
the,
Moss.
The yeah. This assumes
Randy speaks Spanish.
No. Remember the fighter,
yes,
Durant. Yeah,
absolutely.
No Moss, no Moss.
Roberto Duran.
Yeah, Roberto Duran. That's right.
That was Spanish.
That's right.
For
no
more,
no Moss.
I want to teach you some Spanish, Stephen. That means no more.
Why do you think I'm bringing this up? Instead of no mas, he's saying no mas, no mas.
But you're explaining about a Mexican boxer. I don't know if he's Mexican. He's Mexicanly oriented. Certainly.
You are a boob sometimes.
Sometimes.
Right, but anyways, Brady, he's
I've been promoted.
You know, you can't get angry at the media for asking you the question.
But
it's their job to ask you the question.
I don't disagree with that statement, Stephen, but if I'm the guy getting asked the question, I get tired of it. And you do too.
You know what? I think this is where Brady could take a page out of T.O. and he could just post.
Just tell the truth.
No, just post. Just post a piece of paper on his locker that says
no comment.
No more question about no mas. Basically, no mas. No mas.
No mas.
No mas. Yeah.
M A.
Well, no, you do no mas. M A S. And then no mas.
M O S S.
There you go. No mas. No mas.
No more mas.
No more mas. And then you just, you know, if someone asks you a question about mas, you just point at the paper.
Exactly.
That's it.
Upon the advice of counsel.
You don't have to get all snippety and uppity about it.
Pernickety.
Pernickety.
Trisha said that earlier.
Pernickety. He's getting pernickety.
I can't go and get pernickety.
All right, here's basically a piece of news, Jeffrey, that says if you give in to AJ Smith, he will give in to you.
You will be kindly rewarded.
Marcus McNeil just signed a 5-year, $48.5 million contract extension. Basically, McNeil came back into camp. Not to camp, back to the Chargers.
He crawled his way back to the Chargers about week
four.
Said,
I'm sorry. I asked him, can you please give me the original offer that you were going to make me for 1 year?
No.
No. Okay, I'll play for this, little $600,000. I'm cool. I understand I made a mistake.
You better be cool with that.
I made a mistake, sir.
You did.
I did. And then,
glad you're man enough to admit it.
A couple days later.
By the way, could you say you made a mistake again?
I made a mistake, sir.
All right. One more time, I think, would be good.
You know what? I made a mistake.
You're so right. Here is $48.5
million. Jeffrey.
That's all AJ wants is someone just to sit there and kiss his butt and say, look, I was wrong. 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 And then you get rewarded.
You know how much is Gura? $24.5 million.
Hoo-wah! Your agent gets 3%, and the government gets 30, and that's still a lot of money.
Yeah, the government gets 30. Ouch!
And the state of California gets 10.
Oh, see, that's why you got to play for the Cowboys or the Texans, man.
Or anywhere in Florida, man. No sales tax. Yeah,
the Tampa Bay Jags or Miami. No state sales to
man, Oregon,
income tax.
But Oregon doesn't have a team. That's why Oregon needs a team.
Oh, man, there you go. But still, $48.5 million for McNeil. Congratulations to the big 6'7" offensive tackle there for San Diego. And trust me, when he finally comes back next week.
He out of Auburn? Where is he from?
Is
he a Tiger?
Yes, he is from Auburn. Rawr, you are correct.
Tigers.
He is from Auburn. And you know who's happy that he's happy?
B-Jax?
Philip Rivers.
Oh, flip. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rivers is going to get some protection now.
We're not
going to
suck as much.
Happy.
Good. Yeah. Good. Now, if we could get V-Jax back, then that would fix some other things.
Well, we should talk about that report. Jason LaConfora and others, but
BMOC East Coast.
BMOC East Coast. Reporting that V-Jax most likely will be reporting
by the end of the month,
October 30th. And then by week 10, Mankins for the New England Patriots will report to the Patriots organization.
While we're talking about the San Diego Chargers and player issues, Sean Merriman has been placed
on
a very unusual. But, Steven, it is
the San Diego stupid
sometimes Chargers.
Oh, sometimes. Someone sent a stupid.
I know. We've
and
heard
I
them
never,
all.
I never used stupid before.
Well, there's families that don't even let their kids say it because it's a naughty word.
You said a bad word, Jeff.
Yeah, and I've gotten that from friends' kids. And I'm like, serious?
Yeah,
I'll tell you some bad words. You
that's when you look at the dad and you're like, you bleeping bleeping. You tell her that stupid is a bleeping bleeping. Willie, really?
Willie,
what a bleepy bleepy.
What a willy weird family.
Oh, God.
Let's go hunt wabbits.
All right.
The thing is, we never finished talking about lights out. So Sean Merriman has been put on a limited injury injury reserve list that basically says he'll be healthy enough to play within 6 weeks, and at that time we have to release him.
Yeah, well, it's not like, you know,
they've been trying for 2 years to trade him since he had his little issue with performance enhancing drugs. And they have gotten no takers, really.
He came
really.
Back, and he's not the same guy.
He was huge those first few games back. He had like 17 sacks in the first few games.
No, not 17 sacks.
I'm sorry. I read it.
17 sacks. I would say 17 tackles.
Okay, maybe that was it.
Not 17 sacks.
Yeah, it was authoritative enough that I'm probably wrong.
Yeah.
But I read it.
Okay. Yeah, 17 tackles probably, I'll give you that.
But it was very early, and he came back, and he was lights out for a flash, and that was called pure emotion instead of extra testosterone flowing through your body. And then he was left to be human, and he's good, you know, but he's not Superman anymore. And if you're not Superman, you're not going to make Superman money, and we're not interested.
Okay, two more quick
items in the news.
Jermichael Finley, tight end for the Green Bay Packers. At first, it was originally said 3 to 6 weeks. It is looking like the brother is.
I can't believe the news today.
Brother is out for the season.
That brings to 8 the total of injuries they experienced Sunday.
Sunday, buddy, for the Green Bay Packers. What's bad about this, Jeffrey, is their backup tight end, Donald Lee. He's got a chest injury. He's out for a couple of weeks. So they're going to go to Quarles, their third-string tight end.
Yeah.
The Packers
Look, the Packer offense struggling. Is very, very favorable to the tight end position, and this is going to be a huge blow to the team. Look, they
Can I ask you something?
What?
Where you at, 85? And I'm not talking about Ocho Cinco. I'm talking about Greg Jennings. Where has he been, dude?
Yeah, Driver's been getting the balls, and Jermichael's been getting the balls.
And that's it.
And Brandon Jackson's been getting them a little bit now at running back. But you're right. Greg Jennings has been kind of irrelevant in
Where
the offense.
Where are you at, 85 in Green Bay?
Yeah, Greg Jennings. It doesn't have the same ring to it as Ocho Cinco.
Jennings.
You said you had a few more items. Is that it?
No, the final one is in Cleveland. It looks like rookie Colt McCoy is going to be getting the start for the Cleveland Browns as Seneca Wallace and Jake DeLome both suffered injuries. Jake DeLome already had the ankle injury. He re-injured it.
And Seneca Wallace got hurt for the first time.
High ankle sprain. So here you go. Colt McCoy, congratulations. By virtue of you being the third quarterback, you will now get your first start against the Pittsburgh Steelers. In Pittsburgh, by the way. Go have fun.
Knock yourself out. I guarantee the kid is still psyched, okay?
Oh, I'm sure
he's
he
not
going
to sleep the night before,
I'm
and
sure
he will
is.
Throw up when he takes the field.
He might. I don't think you know what? Knowing Colt, he's not a throw up on the field kind of guy.
He's so cool though. Yeah, I think he's great, and I hope he does really well.
I'm sorry that you got to go up Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know,
on the road.
This is just another reason why you should take the orange helmets this week because you know in this season
exactly.
if nothing makes sense.
Yes,
this is what's going to happen.
I'm not taking the orange helmets.
Though. Neither am I.
All right.
I didn't actually labor
and
on that one.
That was it. Other than the report that the lockout, if there is a lockout next year in 2011,
everyone get your pinkies ready, extended.
The NFL could possibly lose
$1 billion.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Sort of makes you think that something's going to get resolved.
Well,
in the offseason.
Let's not forget the words of Mr. Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, that they'll probably get a deal done by the end of the season. Mr. Kraft, I still respect you, but that's not true.
He has since backtracked a little bit.
Backpedaled?
Because this
will not get done until the 11th hour, period, full stop. Anyone who says differently is a moron.
Yeah.
And Mr. Kraft, you are not a moron, so just think about it, okay?
The league could reportedly lose up to $1 billion if there is a lockout after the March 3rd
expiration. Well, when that is the kind of money that is at play, it is no wonder that the tensions are so high.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is a rumor that was out there that's unsubstantiated because it can't be substantiated, that perhaps that is a distraction to the players this season, and that's part of what we're seeing in a drop-off of play,
conspiracy
an increase
theory.
In penalties.
Conspiracy theory!
Is that the players are somewhat distracted by this. There
we
is
need
so
a
much at risk.
Conspiracy theory sound.
We need the X-Files.
A really cool, yeah. Like,
the X-Files.
There you believe. Go. I do believe, actually.
I just want to.
No,
second thought, I don't.
All right, let's get to it. El juego,
juego grande, estupendo de la semana. Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts is happy to report.
Baltimore Ravens travel to see the New England Patriots fresh off their bye. And Jeffrey, what I even put little notes for you on the side there for the games. Did you get the email?
You mean this one that I already reformatted?
You did.
Because it reads a lot better.
New England's revenge for wild card loss.
Or not.
How's that, huh? That's a nice one.
Look,
that's
all nice I know one. Is it's going to be a beautiful fall day there in
game.
Foxborough.
It's going to be a great game.
It's going to be about 58 degrees.
58 degrees.
The leaves have already fallen, so it's just going to be beautiful
Free
there. Oh my
God. Keep going. I'm just going to interject every once in a while. You're doing beautifully. Keep going.
I am. And I can't compete with
free falling and it messes you up. That's all
I like Tom Petty. Damn the Torpedoes was like one of my favorite albums in high school.
I just said free falling.
I know, and it just killed.
Just killed you.
Yeah.
Killed your mojo.
Killed Tom Petty, man.
Killed your mojo right there.
It's a long day living in Reseda. There's
Dude,
a freeway.
Finish talking about the game. The you get so distracted. See,
you can't
no
go to the musical place.
No more interjecting.
The musical place,
I won't
I'm very
interject
sensitive
anymore.
About.
You know what?
I'd rather you
Turn
question my masculinity.
Around. Turn that book around. It's says, on the raw. It's on the raw. It's on.
Mine says I hate Brett Favre.
I know. I don't want it. I want it. I love Brett Favre.
I'm moving it.
Thank you. We got books, by the way. We got the
we
I
got
Love
library.
Brett Favre, I Hate Brett Favre
all in
right
one
now.
Volume.
It was turned on the I Hate Brett Favre side. And I
look
like,
what
no,
happened to him. He's all busted up.
I love Brett Favre.
Ship all banged up. So in this game,
we
what
also,
we have
you know what
here.
You know what we need? We need.
We need people. We need money.
No, I'm going to ask. Time? I'm going to ask Dan Patrick of the Dan Patrick Show. If we can kind of...
You didn't
of,
mention him as being a guest.
No, not yet, but we're working on it as well.
We don't even have it in with the DP show.
I don't, but I've been chatting it up
talking
with...
Talking to people who know
been,
people who know
I've
people.
Been, I've been chatting it up with a couple of his guys.
Well, Rich is a
Danettes.
Buddy of his. Will Rich throw us
maybe,
a bone?
Maybe.
I doubt it. Rich isn't going to tell...
But anyways, here's the deal. Dan, you know what he's got? They built him the studio.
I do not have Dish Network, so I do not
TV.
Know this.
You do have Dish
I
Network.
I do have Dish Network.
You don't
I
have
don't
DirecTV.
Have DirecTV.
But anyway, he's got this man cave where he does his show from.
And I, you know what? Frankly, I don't like the show as much now that it's televised.
Well, but it's still
he
on the radio.
He plays to the camera too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, he does.
I've never
know.
Seen it. But I've listening, never... I've listened to it on radio
you think
before.
He plays to the camera?
He's including the Danettes a lot more, and they seem to
well,
want FaceTime.
I see, the Danettes.
And so it's changed the vibe of the show a
I
little
see.
Bit.
I didn't listen to the show before. So
I did, and I liked it a lot when it was Dan and, Dan and
I
his
see.
Guests.
I see.
Not his staff.
Well, I like the Danettes. They're pretty cool.
No,
and
they're
so
very
anyways,
cool.
It's the Danettes who were trying to get the Danettes to get
I'm saying they're
Dan
very cool, but it's changed the dynamic yes. of the show.
So anyways... They get their guests to give them little things to put up in their man cave.
That's all I've ever wanted, Steven.
And so we've got some stuff that we've been given by our listeners. But
That's
now
true.
I think we need to start asking our guests to
give us stuff,
throw us little.
I think we need to ask
cave.
Them just to be on the dang show, and that's asking a lot.
It's not a lot. They're just coming on the show to talk about their stuff.
Yeah. Even if they're promoting something, which go buy Dan Patrick's book.
Yeah, you should.
Rich Eisen's
Rich
book.
Eisen's book.
Dan
yes.
doesn't have a book this far
go
as
Go to
I know.
Our website. You'll find the
and
link
you can
to
click
his book.
On it.
Yep.
And we probably get 60 cents if you buy it through there. So there you go.
Okay.
So definitely go buy it. But the thing is, I wanted that. Week one, have you looked at the video of our week one on Sky Sports?
I have not had a chance.
That doesn't surprise me given what you did today, but I posted it up on the
I
on
saw
our
your
server.
Email. Yes.
So you can download it. But it's the blue screen, and it looks really cool. And he introduced us as in our Rants and Rave studio.
I see.
Which would be really nice if that was the case.
Who introduced this?
This was whomever was presenting it. Julian was
Week
presenting
one?
Us. Right.
Okay.
Julian was presenting. And yeah, Jeff Ellis and Steve Miranda in their Rants and Raves studio.
Well,
they
it
were
is.
Like, yeah.
Every Friday.
For that half hour.
Every
that,
Friday, it's our Rants and Raves studio.
That Sky
Dude,
pays for the rental.
Don't kill the illusion, man. Why do you like to kill illusions?
I like to present reality. I don't like to kill delusions.
No, not delusions. Illusions.
Yeah.
Julian went out of his
there
way
is no Santa
to
Claus.
Create a really nice illusion, and you just went and decided to tear it up.
I didn't on air. I did just for our friends.
Okay. All right.
Did I say on TV? No, we're in a studio in Culver City. That's a green screen
you know
that's
what?
Being projected
you
against.
To. You wanted to.
No, it never crossed my mind, Steven.
Because you probably didn't hear him.
That's true.
Okay.
I didn't realize it until I watched it. And then they slid our names in wrong. They put my name under you and they put your name
nice.
Under me.
Nice. Well, they're learning.
They are.
Can we get back to Baltimore and New England?
I just like talking. I'm
I
sorry.
Know.
People
Let's
are
get
like,
back to
no,
Baltimore.
Duh.
Yeah.
Jeff won't shut up. I know who you are and I know where you live. And I'll make it look like a bloody accident. Steven likes that line. I'm not partial to it, but it makes him laugh.
I love it. I love it.
So the Patriots 3-point favorites
and
there.
And you didn't even deliver it right either.
Because I don't like it. I can deliver it.
Okay.
I can deliver it.
The Patriots
it.
Are how many point
to.
Favorites?
3-point favorites.
Yeah, they're going to lose.
And I have to go look at my picks because I seriously labored. And I've got the Patriots winning.
So there you go.
This was the first one right off the bat. El
right
Juego Grande
bat,
Estupendo
Steven
de la Semana.
Could,
we disagree.
Can possibly make this the challenge game if
Could.
He likes.
Could.
You know what? The New England Patriots are going to come out of their bye week and they're going to realize, OMG, what did we do giving up Randy Moss? No one is playing defense the way we're expecting them to play defense because there's nobody to double cover. Oh, my gosh. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis cannot run the ball because there's eight in the box. And Wes Welker's got their best cover corner on him. He can't do anything. What did we do? And you're going to see it right now because the Ravens are going to be all over Tom Brady. I like the Ravens.
Look, I think the Ravens are probably one of the best two or three teams in football. And I don't think the Patriots are better than them. This simply comes down to who's at home and who's coming out of a bye and who is a very well-coached team. And I think the Patriots will be well-prepared for what the Baltimore Ravens have to deliver. And it's going to be an exciting close game. I wouldn't touch this game on a wager card for my life. It is going to be that good a game. When is it on, Steven? It's a morning
it's an early,
game.
It's an early game.
It's an early game. And I cannot believe that this is not being aired on Sky. It's a shame that... instead, they are showing, I'm looking at all the morning games. Maybe they are showing this. No. Maybe they are. Anyways, I know, Steven, hurry up. And it's like, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they're showing this.
Okay, don't tell me shut up anymore. We need to keep moving.
Okay, I'll just call you stupid instead.
All right, whatever. Okay, so I've got Baltimore, you've got New England, and
absolutely.
I think
and I gave New my England reasons, is... you gave your reasons, and Steven, your reasons are outstanding. I labored hard over this pick.
All right. Let's get to it. Games of the week. The Tennessee Titans travel to Jacksonville to face the Jacksonville Jaguars. In what is a fight for first place in the AFC South.
Now, if I'm Tennessee, I make sure I look at some game film from that Buffalo butt whooping that Jacksonville unleashed. I make sure I watch that.
Butt whooping, really? Because me, you, we could get Matt from the back house.
And
we
Jen.
Get Mr. Johnson.
Jen.
And we
She's
get a
fast.
Couple kids from down the street. We go to
what about Lefty?
Pasadena High School. We get Lefty. Lefty got to come. We get Lefty.
What position
on
does
the
Lefty
field.
Play? He only
Lefty,
has one hand.
Lefty's a center.
Okay.
He just
center with
yeah,
one
he's
hand.
Center with one hand. He's just gonna hike it to me. That's it.
With
and
one
we'll,
hand.
We'll get a couple kids.
You know, I've seen centers with two hands
we'll
be pretty
to,
bad.
We'll go to PCC over here. Get a couple kids from there. We'll go to USC. Get a couple kids from there. We'll go to UCLA. Get a couple
Will
kids from there.
We have to pay the SC kids.
Probably. And then we'll take all the kids. We'll get in the bus. We'll drive cross country. We'll go into Buffalo and we'll beat them.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
That works.
So don't look at that game film.
All right. Miami Green Bay is the early game there on Sky.
Ah, thank
and,
you.
I would,
Still
I,
looking for
I'd
it.
Put this one. Well, I just, we got to tell people.
All right. Which is actually a pretty good game.
It's a, dude, it's a fantastic game, but I would put this one ahead of it, as we have making it a game. It's a game of the week, and
Tennessee Jacksonville.
It's going to be a great game. I have Tennessee winning pretty handily.
Yeah.
However,
I don't know if very handily. I think these two teams, it's a divisional game. It's going to be close. It features two extraordinary running backs. Chris Johnson going for Tennessee, Maurice Jones-Drew going for the Jags.
And they're both going to their game plans are going to be the same.
Maurice finally got unleashed last week. If I were Tennessee, I would cover Mercedes Lewis because right now he's turning out to be the best receiver for the Jags. They're tight end there. And the thing, though, about the Tennessee Titans that Vince Young proved last week, if he can remain cool and calm in the pocket and make passes like he did against the Cowboys last week, Tennessee Titans are going to be a tough team to beat throughout the season. I like Tennessee.
I agree, Steven, and I think that the fact that their game plans are going to be similar means that the way you're going to practice is going to be similar. This is Monday Night Football here in the United States, and it's Monday Night Football. It's actually Tuesday early morning football overseas on ESPN America, and you don't want to miss this. This game is going to be amazing.
Boston football, a Tuesday early morning in the morning party. Yeah, it doesn't
Hank
really...
Williams doesn't really sing it that way, but if you have not...
But I will sing it that way for our brethren overseas.
If you live abroad and have not partaken in Monday Night Football on ESPN, what are you, high?
Yeah, Jeffrey.
One of the best produced games.
Did you see the email from the guys like, yeah, I'm 21 and I know the Bon Jovi song.
Yeah, we covered that in the last show.
No, but we didn't cover this because we didn't talk about this email. So let me finish it. Thank you.
I just like and to he says, rehash the Jeff's
and
an
he,
idiot.
And he says, but since we're throwing people under the bus for not knowing music, can you tell me who that guy is that sings the Monday Night Football song?
I don't blame anybody for not knowing who Hank Williams is. I mean, he's an old dude.
I just thought it was funny. He's like, since we're throwing people in the bus for not knowing music, can you please tell me who sings the Monday Night Football song? He didn't know.
The Titans have everything over the Jaguars in this game. And the Jags, what they have is home field. And home field hasn't even been an advantage necessarily. They play each other close. As Steven said, they're divisional rivals. VY, just do what you do. CJ, just do what you do. And the matchup to watch, obviously, is going to be MJD versus Steven Tulloch of the middle linebacker for Tennessee, because that's going to be a really one. Because if he can lock in and shut down MJD, you got no game there. Yeah. You got no game in Jacksonville. So watch out for that, and it should be really fun.
I want to take the Titans, but just barely.
By a couple.
Just barely.
And the line on this, I failed to
Tennessee
give.
Tennessee -3.
It is actually more than that. It is Tennessee is favored by 6.
6?
Yeah, now that seems like...
On the road? Somebody's drinking some Kool-Aid or something.
Exactly my point, Steven. And I'm sorry, it's down to 3 now. But it did. It was at 6 at one point.
Did it opened at 6?
Yes.
Well, they got smart in a hurry.
They got. Hopefully some people got in on the money there. I love when those opening lines are wrong, you know, and you just can jump on them early and go, this is a really...
NFL rants and raves, most dumbest wager life.
I love those. It's not, but it was.
Yeah. All right, moving on. The next game of the week, the Kansas City Chiefs travel to Houston to face the Texans.
Now, look.
This is a game of which team will bounce back, Jeffrey. They were both embarrassed last week.
Yeah, but I would rather be embarrassed by Peyton Manning
than by Eli Manning.
Okay. That's one way of looking at it. Which Manning would you rather have embarrassed you?
Peyton.
Peyton. That's a pretty easy answer to that question. The Giants came into Houston and made Houston look like the most humane, precious little puppy they had no fire, no spirit, no energy, no nothing.
They went into Houston and they said, Whoopah! All over Houston.
Oh, big time! Only it didn't sound like Whoopah. It actually sounded like a thunderbolt. Seriously. Oh, my gosh. They just played so badly.
Do we need a thunderbolt? Can we get Zeus's thunderbolt from Hercules? From
Disney's
Hercules?
That was a funny movie.
Yeah, I love Hercules.
Saw
my
that,
daughters right? can't get into Hercules, but I loved it. I love Hercules.
The comedy is much more
adult oriented.
It's not adult oriented. It's adult comedy. Okay, there's no porn in it of any kind. No sexual innuendos or anything. But it's
because
it's
witty. That's what the internet is for. According to Trekkie Monster.
But it's just, it's witty. Yes. And kids generally don't get witty humor. They like slapstick over the top humor. And Hercules got tons of little one-liners in it that are just, call IXII. How many kids are going to get that joke? Call 911, IXII. That's a funny line. Kansas City ranks third in the league with 148.8 rushing yards per game. And they were held to a season low last week, 113. Which is still not that bad. There's teams that have done worse. Matt Cassel, he was very mediocre last week. 16 for 29, 156 yards. Never let him into the end zone.
Wow.
Didn't turn the ball over.
This is very interesting. NFL.com has the title for this game as A Pair of Upstarts Meet in Houston.
I don't think that's completely out of left field.
Really?
But Houston has
Upstart?
Houston has been on the cusp for a long time, and Kansas City has been in the cellar.
Yeah,
so how do you call this a pair of upstarts? I think they're just looking at their rankings, and ooh, they both have winning records this late in the season. Ooh, how often does that happen where they
I
both
do?
I think
the upstarts is like two teams that no one expected to be doing well.
Expected to be doing better. They were never expected to beat the Colts in their own Super Bowl that they had.
Which they won.
And then they've just mailed it in ever since.
They were
horrible.
They won week two in overtime at Washington on the road.
Yeah, and then they got full of themselves.
Yes.
And started playing like a team that, hey, you know
They're 3-2.
We can win 10 games. But, dude, when you flop like they did last week at home, it's not that the Giants, look, the Giants are a good team.
Yep.
I mean, we talked about this already last week. But the Giants are a very legitimate team. They're clearly playing good. Always beat a dead horse. If you don't know that, you don't know nothing.
3-2. They're 3-2. That's a pretty good football team.
But they're 1-2 at home, Steven. They're expected to win their home games.
0-2 at home. Oh, no, they're 1-2. I'm sorry. They beat the Colts.
Gosh, darn it.
I'm sorry. I forgot about the Colts game.
I moved off of ESPN and onto CBS to help me out.
I forgot about
if they're going to let me down too.
I forgot about the Colts game. I thought it was
that was their home opener. That was the opening game, and they beat.
They are 1-2. I'm sorry.
So that's the point. You're supposed to win. Houston's challenge in the over the years has been winning on the road.
They're 2-0 there.
There you go. This is my point. And now where are they? They're at home. That's why this game makes me nervous. I'm taking Houston.
I was about to say,
but I am nervous.
You're taking the Chiefs?
I am nervous, Steven. I'm just sharing my pain.
Look, what everybody is realizing.
Shabalicious ain't shabalicious.
About the Kansas City Chiefs is they were 3-0. Okay. Calm down.
3-0.
At 3-0.
Okay.
I kept saying, pretenders. They're pretenders, Jeffrey.
Not contenders.
Calm down. Their 3-1 record is a mirage right now. You can lead a horse to it, but the horse ain't drinking any water. Okay? It's a mirage there in Kansas City.
Water there.
It's a mirage.
Just sand.
There you go.
You want your horse to drink sand?
No, I said.
What a jerk.
What?
Why do you hate horses?
Wow. I was saying that it's a mirage. Kansas City's 3-1 is a mirage.
I didn't know you felt this way about horses. Kansas City favored by
I have a video
dogs.
Of Emma on a horse. She got on a horse this weekend. We went to a pumpkin patch and she loved it. She thought it was really cool. She thought it was the coolest thing. I'll show you the video afterwards. She was very happy on her horse, and she was doing the horse riding
Go
move.
Fast, horsey! Go fast.
I think she did say go faster.
Go fast, horsey. And then she said this. Not what?
Me too.
Yeah, that kid cracks me up. Anyway.
I hate the Raiders.
That is what I want for my ringtone. Can you just clip it?
I'll send it to you right now. I'll email it to you right now.
I hate the Raiders.
I've got it opened up right now in Sound Studio Pro.
You know what? So basically, I just want it on my phone. So anytime I see a Raiders fan that's talking smack, I could just press the button and it's like, I hate the Raiders. This is what kids, this is what a little 5-year-old kid thinks of your team. All right. Oh, that's good stuff. Okay, so we both have the Houston Texans there,
Jeffrey.
Abalubi. All right, moving on to Pittsburgh, where the Pittsburgh Steelers host rookie Colt McCoy and the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns.
The Orange Helmets.
You know what? This game actually makes me nervous a little bit. So if Baltimore New England took me 8 minutes, this one probably took me a minute, and all the other games took me a minute.
Why for cuz?
Because, you know, the Cleveland Browns always play the Pittsburgh Steelers tough.
Correct.
Pittsburgh Steelers can be the best team in the world. Cleveland Browns can be the worst team in the world. And these two teams get in each other's faces, and they just hate each other. And Cleveland matches up well against Pittsburgh. Had Colt McCoy not been getting their first start,
this is exactly my
point. I would have considered the Cleveland Browns. But with Colt McCoy getting his first start, and the Browns just, look, man, they don't have weapons. They got rid of Jerome Harrison. They shipped him away this week. He was unhappy there at the running back position.
I'm unhappy.
So now they're stuck. And it's not stuck. I mean, trust me, you could be stuck with worse. But they got Peyton Hillis now. He's the guy.
He's cool.
The problem is, last time I checked, runners don't run against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Runners
they just
don't
do.
Run.
They
what,
don't.
What do? They stand?
They kind of do like they do this. They kind of like skip to the line of scrimmage, and then boom, they get hit. And they fall forward for maybe a yard or two. And that's it. And that's what they're going. That's what Peyton Hill is going to get all day long. So the Steelers' defense is what wins games for the Steelers,
right?
And now they got their man back. They got Big Ben Roethlisberger coming back into town, which is just going to make them better. Yes, the floor acknowledges Jeff Ellis, who has this confused.
I've been raising my hand. I look confused because when you raise your hand, I acknowledge you immediately.
I see.
And I've been like that fourth grader in class who's been having my hand up all day, and the teacher's just blowing me off
because
he's tired of seeing my hand up.
So when you
put your hand up, I acknowledge you.
I was trying to do. I was being the teacher that ignored.
I hated that teacher, and that's why I poisoned him.
Well, you hate me. I mean, we have established.
Should we get it out there?
We've established this season on this show,
animosity.
That you hate me. Yeah, there's plenty of it. So I was just kind of, you know, trying to remind you of that teacher you hated that you poisoned to death.
He eventually got fined.
Oh,
and
he was okay.
He got fined?
No. So you poison him, and then the poor teacher gets fined because he drank your poison?
The blindness in one of the eyes returned. His sight returned. So
he
was very
eventually.
Happy about that. And if you check your email right now, you'll have the I Hate the Raiders. So that's how good I am. As 128K MP3. Okay,
so
monofile. So here's
the
deal. Look, I raised my hand because I had a question, to tell you about my fourth grade teacher that I poisoned.
I thought that's what you were telling me.
I poisoned my teacher in fourth grade. No, that's not what I was going to. I was going to say, would you have an easier time with this game if any of the other Pittsburgh Steelers quarterbacks were under center?
Oh, absolutely.
I would have an easier time picking this game in favor of the Steelers.
Yeah.
Because Big Ben,
We don't know.
He's got rust.
But you know what?
He's inevitably
got
rust.
He's got his defense.
He does.
He's got his defense.
And that's what makes me take the Pittsburgh Steelers, is that Ben Roethlisberger just don't lose the game.
But somehow, I actually think Roethlisberger this week, and this is fantasy football buddy tip of the week for
free buddy.
Here's your buddy. Mike Wallace. If you got him, this is not the week to leave him on the bench.
There you go. What about his favorite target?
Hines Ward?
No, his favorite target to throw to. Yeah, Hines Ward. do you think that he's going to have the same connection with Hines Ward that he has in the past?
I think so.
They're just going to pick up where they left off?
I think you're going to see Hines's numbers improve a little bit, and you're going to see Mike Wallace have big days.
Okay.
Ben has always wanted to throw the ball downfield. And Mike Wallace
and
is going to give him
good at it.
That opportunity, and I think the Browns get exposed. I like Pittsburgh.
Well, look, there's the Browns have got a lot going for them. They are a dramatically better team than they were a year ago.
And I will give you, as a matter of fact, here's my checkbook. I will write you a check right now for $5 if you take the Browns.
He's paying me to take the Browns because he doesn't want Baltimore and New England to be the challenge game.
No.
Why would you give me money?
Why would I give you $5?
Yeah.
Because
you're not that nice a person.
Then you'll get a game that you'll lose. I will win for the week, and I get a $75 steak lunch.
I've already forgotten about that.
See, the beauty is if
you had lost and not said anything.
What do you mean?
Exactly.
Oh.
That would have worked.
Oh, I see.
See, there's so many people owe me money. Everyone's like, Jeff's the stingiest person in the world. I could tell he's obsessed with money. No, I'm actually somewhat obsessed with money because I'm so forgetful.
Yeah.
That people owe me you money should, and you stuff.
Should, you know what, Jeffrey?
What?
You've got this great little notebook. That you
Isn't it awesome?
That you pretend to use. I actually use it.
I do use mine.
I actually use it. See my notes in here? See
I've got notes? More than that.
See my notes? See my notes?
Yeah.
See my notes? Okay. So
isn't it fantastic?
You can.
That is our reporter's notebook.
Yes. So what you can do with your notebook is every time you, you know, someone borrows money from you or someone, you know, you made a bet with someone, you write down your little book.
The only person and, that I do that with is you.
What?
That who borrows money from me
yeah,
or
put it
who,
in your book I, and then you won't forget.
But coming over to your house like it was tonight, I had to go home first, get my computer, and then come back across town. I was already in, so the now I have to get another thing.
So you can remember that I owe you money. I'm winning this week. I'm winning this bet, by the way.
Yeah, I'm just so wondering why you're so concerned that you need to pad it by
concerned.
Giving me $5.
Because I like to pad my stats.
That's true. But you didn't on the old NFC East bet where Steve would say, I take the Cowboys, and Jeff, you can have the rest of the division for $20, and Trisha would scream at me for taking the bet every year.
Yes. But funny how when the Cowboys got better, you stopped taking that bet.
No, it's simply that Trisha wouldn't let me. Go get her and ask her. I don't want to wake her. Hopefully she's not asleep yet.
You're not asleep, right?
She's not asleep. She's and coming into the studio.
Now, Trisha, you have to
You're interrupting Studio 60.
Oh, you have
studio
to swear
60.
Truthfulness.
Tell
no
the
bias.
Truth and
no
hold
bias.
Truth and nothing but the truth.
So help your God. Do you say I do?
I do.
I do.
Okay.
So Jeffrey claims that the reason
the NFC
he stopped
East bet
betting
stopped.
Me on the NFC East where I would take the Cowboys and I would give him the other three teams is because you made him stop. Is that true?
I can't make him do anything. I asked him to stop.
Persuaded strongly?
So you did ask him. So basically, my wife, whom I love very much.
Hi, honey.
Went behind my back to his brother.
It was pretty much in front of your face.
It was alongside your back.
No, I don't ever remember this conversation.
It wasn't a conversation that you were involved in. It was between she and I.
So it was between
you.
But you were in the room. You just weren't paying any attention.
It was more like, why do you keep doing that with you sitting right there next to me?
And she's looking at me like, Jeff, you are the meanest person I know because you keep
baiting him.
And I'm like, I'm not baiting anybody. He keeps offering. And she says, you're like feeding an illness.
I see. Because you could never not take the Cowboys.
Thanks, babe. That's really cool.
Wow.
You can leave now. Thank you.
I could go back and watch Studio 60.
Yes, you can leave.
How much are they paying you to say that?
Since they were canceled 4 years ago, not much.
Not much, but they're available on DVD.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah,
okay,
great writer.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, we'll see you later.
All right, Steven, we'll have a little therapy session here. How did that feel?
I don't need a therapy session.
But you were okay. All right, moving right along.
All right,
so,
the Atlanta Falcons travel to Philadelphia to face the Philadelphia
the
Eagles. You had already said that, by the way.
I'm just helping.
Atlanta, which of these teams is for real, Jeffrey?
I guarantee you that the Falcons are for real, and I guarantee you that the Eagles are for real.
They're both for real.
Both very real teams.
So who's going to be more for real this week?
I have to refer to my chart. The Atlanta Falcons will beat the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia.
Okay. Can I wait to make this pick until Andy Reid decides about Mike Vick?
I would encourage you to make a pick because I have one pick that has a contingency clause, and that's the Green Bay game. If Aaron Rodgers isn't playing, then I'm not taking Green Bay. But
I'm
if
not
he does
taking
play,
Green
then
Bay
I'm...
regardless of
okay,
whether
Okay, fine.
Aaron
but I'm saying that that's...
But in this game, if Mike Vick is the starter... I'm taking the Eagles. If Cobb is the starter, I'm taking the Falcons.
I buy Cobb. I mean, maybe it was that I was in a press conference
Cobb.
And I got a little up close and personal experience. And you know what? He really does look like a not a franchise quarterback per se, but he looks like a very competent quarterback.
Okay.
Highly competent quarterback.
Sorry.
I see why they felt like they could release Donovan McNabb to Washington and roll with Cobb and Vic. And if Vic goes down, fine. We're good going with Cobb. I really believe that Andy Reid believes in him.
Cobb got away with a lot against the San Francisco 49ers. He won't get away with that stuff against the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, and Steven, I'm taking Atlanta. But I'm just supporting.
But I'm just telling you, it becomes a different pick for me if Mike Vick is on the field.
Me too. Me too. But I still may go with Atlanta, but this game becomes that much more difficult. Because I haven't even factored in the possibility that Vick plays in this game.
Well, because according to Andy Reid,
I haven't ruled
him out yet.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. Because it's not like Andy's never made a mistake before.
I goofed.
Well,
so there you go.
He does goof. All right, so we both have Atlanta for now.
I've got Atlanta.
You've got Atlanta, period. Okay.
But if Vic should miraculously come back from the grave, I will obviously labor this.
Don't tell people he's in the grave dying.
He got his bell rung good, and he got his little ribbies all hurt.
It's not a great. Hey, did anybody see LeSean McCoy play last week with his ribbies?
Yeah. He was fantastic, but that was a fractured rib versus the cartilage damage that Donovan has, or that Michael has.
Yeah, don't call him Donovan. Yeah, he wouldn't appreciate that.
No, he wouldn't.
All right, we'll move on to the final game of the week. And yes, folks, that's right. There were five games of the week this week.
It's that good week.
Great week for football. So this is Sunday Night Football. The Indianapolis Colts travel to Washington to face the Redskins.
This, again, was a difficult pick because I do believe.
I only had one question in this one. Is Washington for real?
Donovan's for real. But Donovan does not a team make.
Having met him, shook his hand, stood right next to him for a little while. Yeah, he's for real. I know he's for real.
He's not a figment of anyone's imagination. Love that word, imagination.
Yes. If you can say it right, it would be better.
No,
it's not. Yeah, because I don't know about the team yet. They keep winning. Keep finding ways to win.
And isn't that the greatest compliment that you can give to a team is that they find a way to win? I mean, seriously.
Yes.
It is a compliment of a generally a good team. Mike Ditka,
find a way or make a way.
Exactly.
Find a way or make a way. And I think the Washington Redskins have to find a way to stop Peyton Manning. Look, the Kansas City Chiefs kind of stopped Peyton Manning a little bit last week.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has two bad week games back to back.
Okay, I'm going to put a guy out there, LeRon Landry.
Okay, good
guy.
He
was fantastic.
Was.
He's not going to be again against the Colts?
Yeah, the Colts are getting healthy now. Now this week, not only will they have...
Joseph Addai is healthy?
No. I'm talking about the wide receiving core.
Okay,
but he's... Joseph Addai.
He's part of this.
Did you see Donald Brown and Mike Hart come in and perform admirably? Mike Hart... He had over like 60 yards on just
a
few carries.
He did great.
And a touchdown. The running game is not what the Colts are about.
Well, your complaint last week was that they ran the ball too much.
So let me talk about the healthy receivers that are coming back. Reggie Wayne's now healthy. Pierre Garçon, the waiter, is now healthy.
Excuse me, do you have any Grey Poupon?
And Austin Colley's healthy back on the field. And it's possible that Anthony Gonzalez comes back healthy on the field this week. He's been practicing this week. So Peyton Manning now is going to get the weapons that he's comfortable with back on the football field. So one guy can't cover four offensive weapons.
I don't disagree with that. But if Peyton goes that way, and, you know, Peyton, generally his favorite wide receiver is the open one. And so I would strongly recommend that he just avoid him. You asked me to build a case for Washington, and so I did. I took my best shot.
Nothing.
I'm like
against,
one guy. He's a great defender.
Nothing against LeRon Landry. Nothing at all.
I have no trouble taking the Indianapolis Colts to win this game.
Okay.
But it's still going to be a fantastic game because the Colts are not playing as well as they have, and I understand they're getting people healthy, but I still see the fall off, and I still see the post Tony Dungy era not being as sound.
And that's your opinion.
It is, your and opinion. we'll find out.
We will. I don't have a problem seeing the Colts going into Washington and taking care of business.
Like to go have lunch with Jim Caldwell, but not necessarily coached by football team.
All right, we're now moving down to must-see games. Both Jeff and I have the Colts, and moving to New York, where the Giants host the Detroit Kitty Cat.
Let's not forget, was there for a second.
against the Rams, so it doesn't really count.
The Rams count.
Well, they don't.
If you lose to the Rams and kick you out of the league, sure. But come on, the Rams are better.
They don't count. Detroit's going into New York. Take the Lions then.
No way.
Okay, there you go.
I do believe the Giants might be for real. That's for sure.
The Giants woke up.
That's for sure,
the Giants,
man. They became
got their butts kicked,
man.
In back-to-back
weeks.
They got
embarrassed.
They got embarrassed. And if there's one thing about Tom Coughlin, and you know about the New York Giants from a few years ago,
pride.
The minute the team gets embarrassed and Tom Coughlin starts pretty much calling them out.
Berating.
In the media. And then God knows whatever he does
behind closed doors. We don't know.
It becomes a better football team. And
but
so,
involve silly string.
So we'll give them that much. I still don't know yet with the Giants. Yeah, they got a Houston Texan team last week that probably was a little shell shocked. That's not what they were expecting. And the week before that, who'd they beat up on? It wasn't anyone big, I don't believe.
I'd get there and I'd help you out if I could, bro.
All right,
I'm just not fast enough, but I'm one more click away. New York Giants, bang. Oh, wow, they let me down. The logo doesn't click. You have to click on the word. I hate when websites do that. So
what? When they do what?
When you click on the logo and it doesn't do anything, but you have to click on the name.
Yes.
You click on the whole thing. So they beat the Bears 17-3. Then they beat Houston 34-10.
Yes, that's right. It was the beating up the Bears when they knocked Jay
Three
Cutler.
3 points. They locked him silly.
Yeah, they knocked him out of the game.
We saw his head bounce.
That was when the defense, you know, the week before when Tennessee put up 29 on them, they felt a little responsible, so the defense has stepped up.
A head is not a bouncing ball.
Can they continue that dominance?
The ferocity?
So we'll see. You know, it's the Lions.
They're fueled. Now, look, the Lions fight hard.
They play good football.
The Lions have claws in them. They just don't always know how to use them.
Yes.
And so I
Lion
do suspect.
Cubs. How about that, too? Should we upgrade them?
How about
from kitty cats to Lion Cubs?
I'm ready to go one step better. Lion Cubs that are hungry. They haven't eaten in a little while.
A hungry Lion Cub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can still throw it across the room.
Lion
okay?
Cubs don't go hungry.
This one does. He's getting a little feisty.
Yeah.
And so you may have to kick it across the room and say, get out of here.
Now we're going to get a call from PETA.
Again?
Kicking Lion Cubs across the room.
I thought we took them off the caller ID and blocked their number. Are they going to start going to phone booths now to call
maybe.
Us?
Maybe. They might.
Oh,
they might.
My gosh. Well, look, the top pass defense in the league is the New York Giants. You cannot throw against them. And that should come as good news to the Lions because that's not their best thing. Their best thing is running the ball. And you know what, though? The Giants are pretty good at stopping the run, too.
Yeah, but they may be without Mathias Kiwanuka. So there's some dings. There's some injuries there.
I love the way you just slid that out there. It's so beautiful. Mathias Kiwanuka.
Although I do believe that they're getting O'Hara back on the offense. It's going to be very interesting to see how the Giants do in this game. Because I suspect that the Detroit Lions are throwing the ball pretty good.
They really are.
The downside is we don't know if Megatron's going to play in this game.
I didn't know he was questionable. That blows.
No Megatron possibly for
the
Lions.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
the line already isn't. This is the biggest line of the day, and it's got the Giants favored by 11 with the over-under of 44.
11.
I mean, just think about it. Seriously, the Detroit Lions don't suck completely, and the New York Giants, we still have question marks around them.
Yeah.
But the fact is, Perry Fuel has really breathed some life finally into this team. And if the special teams tighten up, this team becomes ferocious, from my perspective. Eli has to do very little to be able to win these games. It's like the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's like, just let the defense go out there and dominate and just do a little bit on offense, and you guys will be fine.
But what if Eli starts doing some things like he did against the Titans and throwing it with
Happy
his left hand?
And, oh, God. Shuffle pass with your left hand. Don't ever do that again. That's just some advice from a friend.
I think he got that from Coughlin already. You ever do that again?
You scared me just suggesting what happens behind closed doors. My imagination goes wild. Yeah.
I don't care. You're Eli Manning. You ever do that again, you're not playing football for me
I don't care
anymore.
Who your father is. I'm not afraid of him.
So, yeah, I don't believe we'll see Eli Manning.
Remember when Tom Coughlin got down on his knees to look at that player who wouldn't make eye contact a few years ago? A kicker
or
something?
You
will look at me, son! You will look at me squarely in the eye!
It was actually Matthias Kiwanuka.
You will feel my ire.
He let go of Vince Young. Remember?
He had Vince Young in the sack. He just let him go.
And Vince Young just let him go. And then Vince Young goes and runs for the first down. And
he's trying to come off the field and avoid the coach. And Coughlin's like, no.
Gets on his knees to get up and look up at him. And like, you will look
at me. Look at me, son.
What are you doing? You had the sack.
I did. And I thought he was down. I thought I heard a whistle.
Yeah, no whistle. To the whistle. Oh, he plays to the whistle now. He's been hitting some
people. I mean, that's the beauty of getting embarrassed is sometimes you step up.
All right, next must-see game, the Miami Dolphins travel to Green Bay to face the Packers. Right now, the Packers are...
Ship all banged up!
Oh, banged
up. I could not read the news today. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
They're all banged up.
Dude, they're not a ship banged up. They're a fleet of ships banged up.
They got... So they already lost their running back. They lost their tight end. Their quarterback is concussed, may not play. They lost some people on the defensive side of the ball. Nick Barnett
Let me give my list as best I can. You've got Aaron Rodgers, Ryan Grant, Nick Barnett, Jermichael Finley, Clay Matthews, Ryan Pickett, Donald Lee, Derek Martin, Al Harris, Atari Bigby. These guys haven't even played the last couple this season.
Yeah.
I mean, their list of ship all banged up is ridiculous. You practically have a really good team that's hurt.
Yeah, so I'm going to take the Dolphins. And should we hear that Aaron Rodgers is going to come and play somehow, in this game?
That is my situation as well.
I will most likely move over to the Packers. Not sure yet. I might just keep it with Miami.
I'm right there with Miami. Miami ain't no slouch. We know that about Miami.
Have you heard of Matt Flynn?
The guitarist?
Exactly. That's what a lot of people, when I asked some people this week.
Did they say guitarist?
You know who Matt Flynn is? They were like, no, I'm not. I'll give you this much. He's a football player. Plays for the Green Bay Packers. You know what position he plays? No.
He's a kicker?
No.
He's
who's
going
to be the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
You know what's interesting, though, Steven?
Should the Packers...
Backup quarterback Matt Flynn is going to probably get the start. But people around the league who know things about players go, you know what? He's a gamer. The kid's got game.
How do you know it was the last time you saw Matt Flynn out in a game?
Well, he's 3 years. He's never really played in garbage time. And... I don't know.
But what's his stat line?
His career stats. 9 completions, 17 attempts.
So
68,
he's thrown
4
17
yards.
Footballs. Probably last year when
a completion percentage above 50%, mind you.
In garbage time last year.
An average of nearly 4 yards per completion.
Or wait a minute.
For
are
a
those
long
from
of
this
17.
Season?
No,
are
this is career.
It's for the career.
This is career.
Spending
he's thrown
how
one
many
interception
years? 3 years?
3 years out of LSU.
Yeah.
25-year-old, 6'2", 225 out of Tyler, Texas.
I got Miami.
I got Miami too, but if Aaron's in there, it's a different ball game, and I will be persuaded.
Yeah, you'll
what
be
you,
persuaded.
What's the paper out for? What are you doing, son?
I'm going to week 6 because
you want to see what you did originally?
I bet you way back when the season
back
started.
Back in the day? No,
I actually
you didn't
had
take...
Miami back then.
Wow!
It's my upset special.
Weirdo.
It's my upset special.
Steven is a weirdo, weirdo, weirdo.
It was my upset special of the week.
You know what? And it's going to end up coming true for the wrong reasons. But hey, it's still an upset, you know? The line in this game, I don't know. That's so I will. Look.
I like every once in a while just pulling
this
out.
Yeah, I
going,
see you pull that out, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Interesting. Really, I really thought Miami was going to win this game from the beginning.
Way back in August.
Look at that. Okay.
Okay, the line on this game is a pick. This game's
so
a pick 'em.
It's been off all week. So.
Well, it says, okay, I'm looking again at CBS, and it says 0, and I would hope that it would say it's a pick if it's
off.
A pick.
Yeah.
You think it's
usually,
off the board?
It usually says pick 'em.
It's then it should say off the board, because that's what you use.
Well, if you look at the actual sources, I'm sure it's going to be off the board.
I'm now at wagerline.com.
Okay.
And we're talking about
I usually use covers.com.
Which is the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Covers is the same thing.
I didn't know.
Scrolling. They have too many sources in there. I wish they would just do a consolidated page. It'd be a lot easier. What time is this game? Because they have so many things in here. Here we go. Miami is a. It opened as a pick. The Hilton is taking bets on it as a pick. Everywhere else, it's off the board.
It's off the board.
You can only bet on it at the Hilton, Las Vegas Hilton.
And it's a pick 'em.
And you could do the Star Trek experience while you're there.
I would go pick them, and I would take Miami and be very
I would take
happy
Miami and
pick.
Say thank you very, very much.
All they
got
to do is win by a point? Okay.
Okay. I think they could actually win by two. I don't know about three, but I'm pretty confident that they can win.
It might be a field goal game, but you know what? I'm not trusting
the over-under
Green Bay.
Off the board because they have no idea what's going to happen.
Exactly. I am not trusting the Green Bay Packers.
Look,
Packer
Miami's
offense.
Not bad, but this is all about the Packers, really.
Minus their starting running back, minus their starting star tight end, and minus their starting quarterback, I wouldn't trust Green Bay for anything. And not to mention a couple starters on the defensive side of the ball as well, not looking pretty for the Green Bay Packers.
Now, let's just pretend that Aaron Rodgers was going to be here, and we're just looking at the numbers, and we're playing on a neutral site. Miami's total offense, 340 yards. Green Bay's, 342. Team defense, yards allowed. Miami, 299. Green Bay, 317. These are very evenly matched teams, yes, number-wise, as far as yardage, purely based on yardage.
Yes.
And I think it's too bad because this would have been a fascinating game. That's why you had it as an upset earlier. Because you knew that Green Bay would have been favored.
Yeah, probably.
But you suspected that Miami could come in here and upset somebody.
Yep.
And it's a shame that we're not going to get a chance to see the real thing. A watered-down version. So let's move on.
The final must-see game takes us to Denver, where the New York Jets travel to face the Broncos.
Now, Steven, this game is insanely difficult for me of my 2 hours. Now, mind you, I spent 2 hours and we've differed on how many games?
One.
Yeah. Which, why didn't I just ask you what I was going to pick? Because remember when you did that last year, you're like, here's the picks you're going to make. I made my picks and yours. What are you laughing at, Holmes? What are you laughing at?
You know, I actually...
He's pointing at his screen.
I actually have already put the... You know how the
oh, you
pictures...
You know, he's already done the whole. Well, he's done the website.
As you, because
I come in, I kiss my nieces.
All of the tweaking and putting the pictures up, and posting the show.
It's just so much easier to go ahead
and do it
and do what you know I'm going to do.
And so,
did you know I was going to take New England?
I actually taking
such
the
a
Patriots.
Jerk. And no changes so far. We were identical on everything else.
Yes, I have you.
Where do we next differ? Mr. Fortune Teller, where do we next differ?
It's possible that this game we're going to differ on this game, and there are two other games that we're going to differ
on. Well, then
on.
Let me tell you about this game and why it so befuddles me and why we could very well differ.
I'm very interested to see who you pick.
Well, and I'm going to have to look it up, frankly, because this game completely befuddles me because of this one fact alone.
Yes.
Denver's doing fine. They're doing a really tremendous job. Remember, last show, I actually apologized to Coach McDaniels. I apologized.
And actually, that brought a tear to my eye. Not
no,
while you were
you
here.
Got something in your
not
eye.
Not while you were here, but
it was when you were watching Old Yeller.
I was re-listening to the show at the same time as I was watching King Kong, and that's when King Kong fell from the Empire State Building.
And at
that point,
is
you
when
said,
I said, I apologize to
yes,
Coach McDaniels
and, a couple
for
tears.
Calling him Joshy and things. But we don't know why exactly. It was probably Kong-related. One of his hairs got in your eye.
I love
Could you imagine
King Kong,
a King
man.
Kong hair getting
oh
in your
God.
Eye? It would jab at you. It would blind you instantly. Skewered. So here's my befuddlement.
Okay.
How long can the Jets continue to play well? Come on, seriously.
Well, they didn't play well last week, and they won.
This is my point. How long can the smoke and mirrors act continue?
I don't think it's smoke and mirrors, though. Their defense played pretty well. Their offense struggled, and the defense. You know what? It's the Jets, find a way, make a way.
Yes.
Their offense struggles, the defense picks it up. Their defense struggles, and then the offense, Mark Sanchez throws three touchdowns and no picks.
Kid. When is he finally going to start to act like a kid, turn this ball over, yeah, make some boneheaded mistakes?
He's not looking. I was right here.
He's my boy.
Face to face, eye to eye. I asked him a question. He looked rather annoyed that I actually asked him that question. But then you know what? He was really cool, and he answered it anyway. And that guy is not a kid. He, as far as football IQ, he is not a football. He is not a sophomore quarterback.
And
in
he's
the league.
Certainly not an SC alum. Ow!
Ouch! Yeah, he is not. He is not a second
Sharon,
year.
I am so sorry.
I know, Sharon.
Listener Sharon. She's
yeah,
been
and
so
you just
sweet
pulled
to
a trade with her this week, dude.
I tried to help her. Have you seen her team?
Ouch!
Sharon's laughing right now because every single player is O or Q.
Yeah.
All the way down. It's like, oh my gosh.
So anyway, Jeffrey. But still, his IQ, football on the football field. And I think one of the things that with Sanchez is, and something that we saw against Minnesota, is that he decided for whatever reason in Minnesota, I'm not going to take the chances that I've taken in a couple of other games. And he wound up not taking some of those risks, and they still won the game. He knows when to take the risk and when not to. And that is what impresses me from a second-year guy.
But lessons like that, usually you need a little reminder by failing.
He already knows. He's failed plenty of times last year. Remember
how Alex Smith in his sixth season is saying,
hey, man,
and I'm not comparing their IQs. Yeah. Okay. And again, remember Mark Sanchez, I've been singing his song since he came out of high school.
Yeah.
Steven and I were there at Angel Stadium and we saw him play in the CIF championship in high school.
Yeah.
Okay. So I love Mark. I think Mark's great. But at what point does your age start to catch up with you? And I flipped over to my picks.
When you're 41. That's when I found out that your age catches up with you is when you're 41.
Okay. And since he's not 41, I have taken the Denver Broncos in this game.
I actually got you down as having the Denver Broncos. I got the New York Jets.
The Jets are favored by 3.
I am a full believer in that team. And whatever Rex Ryan is selling, that team and Steven Miranda is buying.
You've come a long way, baby.
I am going to buy it, and I'm going to just take it. And I'm like, Rex, give me some more. And if I could get Rex on the phone right now, I was like, can you just give me whatever speech you gave them at halftime of the Minnesota Jets game?
Yeah, Steven, I can. What I want you to do, just do what you do, Steven. You know how to do this. Bleeping, bleeping, bleeping. Steven, you know how to do this.
Thank you. I was looking for the bleep, but I couldn't find it.
For bleep's sake, Steven, come on. You can do this.
Thanks, Coach.
I love Rex. I wish Rex was in my family.
Whatever you're selling, I'm buying.
When I'm feeling down, I'd be on the phone with it. I'm just like, Coach, tell me something.
I was angry at myself for not buying the Jets against the Patriots. I was angry at myself for not buying the Jets against the Vikings. And I'm buying the Jets the whole rest of the season.
I took them in both those games, I'm not mistaken.
No, you didn't. You took the Patriots.
I've generally been picking them accurately.
Yeah.
And this
week, you took the Patriots, though, in week 2.
Yeah, that was a smart pick, and it didn't work out.
yeah.
Yeah, like so many picks. But I am taking the Denver Broncos at home, in the weather, at Mile High. And I got a feeling that it's just it might catch up to him this week.
I don't even want to look at the other games. This is my challenge game. I'm not even thinking about it. This is it. I you know what?
The Jets are 2-0 away from the Meadowlands.
Here's the thing, Jeff. I saw arguably the number one defense and the number two defense on Monday night, week 1. We saw them with my own eyes.
We saw them with my own eyes.
We did. You saw them through me.
I didn't realize. I thought I was watching my own game. Okay, that's fine.
Anyways,
no wonder I've got a headache.
I just correct. If I misspeak, I just corrected by saying.
I meant to say that. Yeah.
But anyways,
that's funny, by the way.
Here's the thing, look, Jeff, that the Baltimore Ravens kept the Denver Broncos last week.
Yes.
The New York Jets are going to do the exact same thing.
I don't disagree. I just
I think the Jets offense will find enough ways that this is going to be the second week that Mark Sanchez got Santonio Holmes back on the football field with him, and Santonio Holmes is going to be the guy.
Santonio showed a lot of rust last week, but now they've had another week to work together.
He's going to be the guy. I think there's going to be some big plays there, and I think the offense does enough to just find a way or make a way, and that's the Jets, and that's what they're going to do all year.
And as I said already, I think it's time that the young man's going to take a little stumble, because young men will stumble. That's all there is to it.
All right, second game of the week. I don't even want to know about any other differences we may have. I've got the Jets. Jeff has Denver.
Second game of the week.
That we differ
on. Oh, that we differ on.
Yes.
Got it.
The games of importance. Moving on. The Seattle Seahawks travel to Chicago to face the Bears. Chicago Bears bite on. Or what does she say?
Fight on, I
fight
think.
Fight on? No, I thought she said bite on. I was like,
they could
well,
do that
I know
too.
Bears bite, and you know, the Bears have been biting.
They tend to claw.
And this
and
week
bite.
They get Jay Cutler back, so that'll make them better. Because, my goodness, I can't believe they put up 23 points with Todd Collins. As a matter of fact, you know what I heard this week, Jeff?
Todd Collins.
Todd Collins has been demoted to third string quarterback.
Yes, he has. He was so impressive in his 6 for 16 for 32 yards and 4 picks. That somehow he got moved to the bottom of the depth
Didn't
chart.
Did he finally get benched in that game?
No.
Last week?
Not that I'm aware of, Steven.
Really? I thought he eventually got benched. Look, he threw the fourth pick, and the coach was like, and Lovey was like, look, hey, Ty.
Hey, Lovey.
Todd.
Yes, Lovey.
You could just you just sit. We're good.
What, sit Can, where?
You know what?
Sit
I, need
where?
To, I need to verify that now because I
That's
believe.
That's fine. I'll talk to you while you look that
you
up. I will tell you game. Exactly. Why I am comfortable
taking
with
the Bears?
Taking the Bears
because Seattle can't play outside of Seattle.
Seattle is 0-2 away from the 12th man
and
up there in the Emerald City.
If you
City.
Would do me a favor and get me the scores,
oh, that's easy.
Yeah, of those two games.
Because I'm not going to click on an icon. I'm going to click on a name, and that results in a victory over San Francisco, 31-6 at home.
The
road losses,
the two road
okay.
losses, because they
31-14,
31-14, and the other one's
at
like
Denver,
30-3,
20-3 at St. Louis.
Horrible.
And now they go.
Horrible.
Now they have a week off to try and figure things out. They trade away one of their better players, a receiver, to the New England Patriots. And is it Deion Branch? I want to say who got traded to New England, the wide receiver from Seattle.
Deion Branch got from Seattle to New England.
I can't believe I actually said something right. My God,
he did get pulled. Jeffrey Caleb Haney came in. Haney, he's got a Haney. Caleb came in.
I had
in.
A Haney, but I took a couple ibuprofen and it got much much better.
Caleb came in. He was 2 for 3 for 19 yards. So he completed 2 of his 3 passes in the fourth quarter. After Collins made his fourth pick, they were like, you know what?
I've seen enough.
Go sit down.
But,
dude.
Steven, as it was, one of the reasons I'm very comfortable taking the Bears, besides that Seattle is stinky poo-poo on the road, the Bears are who we thought we were. No, Steven, what I was texting.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Now,
aren't they?
That's why we took the darn field.
Well, I cut it off.
I'll finish it. And so I so amused myself texting you after every single one of his picks last week. I hope you enjoyed it.
I was annoyed.
Dude, I try to make you laugh.
Don't care he kept throwing picks. They were winning. And I changed away from the Bears.
Okay, that's why you're mad.
Yes.
I wasn't taunting. I'm just like, this guy is so bad. This guy is so bad. It's hilarious. It's like, he just threw another one. And I finally started, it was so common, I got to abbreviate his name. TH threw another one. TC, sorry, Todd Collins.
TC.
I went on to the Haney thing.
I was like, DH, he was the designated hitter for, no wonder he was throwing interceptions.
Isn't the next round of the playoffs start sometime?
I don't know. I don't care.
I think so. That's our official baseball analysis.
Yeah.
Next round of the baseball playoffs is starting soon.
Somewhere in the next couple of days.
Yeah, you'll want to maybe watch.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I could pull the teams. I think it's Yankees, Rangers.
Yes.
And
only because you said it, and I'm like, yeah, that's actually correct. The other, I know one of them.
Philly.
Oh. San Francisco, I think.
No. Yeah, Giants. There you go. You're right. Philly Giants.
Huh.
Philly, San Francisco.
Okay, well, go Giants and go Rangers.
Go Rangers. Yeah.
Anyone but the Yankees. Come on. That's easy.
Anyone but the Yankees.
When you
there
got
you
enough
go.
For both fingers and toes, you got enough, okay? I'm just saying.
All right, is all, Jeffrey.
Dang.
So we both got the Bears, right?
The Bears.
That was pretty easy. We both have the Bears.
That was easy.
All right, moving on to the next game of importance. We have the New Orleans Saints struggling, going on the road to face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow. What to make of this game?
Yes.
This feels so much like Dallas going to New Orleans last year only you knew what was going to happen was that New Orleans was going to beat Dallas, but that didn't happen.
Right.
Now we've got New Orleans going to Tampa Bay, where Tampa Bay's feeling pretty good. New Orleans is feeling like doo-doo. They cannot run the ball to save their life. They're making Drew Brees throw the ball 40-plus times per game, and they cannot go on doing that. So you know what's going to happen here. No, we don't. We don't know anything. And it's so frustrating. I hate not knowing, Steven. It makes me crazy.
I suspect you and I are going to differ in this game.
Well, I'd like you to tell me what I'm going to pick so I can not have to bother to go look at my notes, you know? Since you know everything, I'm looking and looking and looking.
I don't know everything. I mean, there's a couple things that I wish I knew that I don't know.
There's that
know.
Whole quantum theory thing I haven't quite nailed.
Yes.
There we go. Okay, got it. I got it. I'm taking the Bucs.
I suspected as much, and we differ again.
You're
I'm taking
the Saints.
Look, Saints aren't going to...
They can't tank it forever.
Back-to-back stinky poo-poo game, it's not
going
to happen.
This is me saying the Jets can't keep going like that forever, and you're like, yes, they can, because Rex Ryan tells them to.
They can, but the Saints aren't going to be continuing to be told, go out there and stink it up. They're actually going to get a little bit of motivation.
What, is Julius Jones going to come in and be able
Julius
to
Jones
bust 60, 70 yards?
He might be able to infuse a little bit in their running
Julius
game.
Jones hasn't done anything since
for
he left Dallas.
While. For a very long time, yes.
And when he was...
He had a couple good games in Seattle. Like
Over 2.5 years. Over 2.5 years. So one a year. He's already had
it's
one probably
that.
This year.
We don't know if Thomas is out yet or not, or if they declared him out.
They have
already
not declared him out, but he's not likely. And Bell, I mean, Bell's gone. I go on the Wayback Machine.
Saints.
Bush is not going to. I understand you're
have
taking the Saints.
In the Saints.
I don't have faith
because
in
the
Saints.
Because the Saints are coming. The Saints are coming. The Saints
should stay at home. And help build some houses because they're not playing very good football.
I'm very confident now with my steak dinner. I'm going to get a big old steak with some mashed potatoes.
You're not going to get a big old steak. You're going to get a 12 ounce at the biggest. I'm not going 16.
Oh, come on.
This place is a fortune.
But it's lunch. So aren't they cheaper at lunch?
I don't know. I've never even walked in the establishment.
Neither have I.
I don't even know where to park. Steven, it's on Colorado, across from the mall. That's all I know. The place scares me. It intimidates me.
Do we have to go wear suits or something?
Dude, I picked up my suit from the tailor today.
Okay, but do we have to wear suits?
No, not for lunch. Okay. My gosh. But you should wear a collared shirt by all means.
Okay.
You usually do. Yeah, I'm the problem because the problem. My job.
They will not let you in that way, by the way.
Well, my stained Rants and Raves t-shirt. And all these stains are iced tea.
Okay, good.
I just dribble too much.
All right, so I've got the Saints. Jeffrey has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Moving right along to the final game of importance. Will it make you feel better if I move Dallas and Minnesota up to a game of importance?
No,
it really is
no,
a game of importance.
It's either must-see or it's a nap.
It's a game of importance.
It's a must-see nap.
It's really a game. Game of importance was for something has to happen for one team or the other. It's actually a game of importance for both teams.
Can I call it a must-nap?
So we're okay. We're going to leave it as the final nap game.
I have a hard time being that we're supposed to try and sell this for TV.
Oh,
and it's a nap game.
That's the Sky
that's
game.
That's the late game on Sky.
Why isn't it the game of the Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana?
Because we have integrity.
Okay, there you go.
Look, we'll pitch stuff that we don't believe in.
Games of importance. The San Diego Chargers.
San Diego
They don't get nothing. They don't get nothing
from
me.
How about this, Steven? How about this? The San Diego Chargers. Go to
St.
Louis.
To St. Louis.
To face the Rams.
To face the... Can they be lambs?
They can be lambs, but they're too good a team to
they
be lambs.
They won a couple games. Okay, I'll ease up off the
look.
Agu's crying right now. He's crying because
no,
I'm,
he's not.
Yeah, because I call this team lambs, and he's like, they're doing pretty good, Steven. Why are you saying that to my team?
I cannot wait for our London get together.
I know, man. I miss.
I
all
can't
those guys.
Wait to see all y'all. It is going to be so much fun.
Yes. Just don't say all you all while you're in London.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to get everyone over there saying it. Tomfoolery and all y'all and the whole thing. That's right.
I thought you were off of tomfoolery.
I've just been withholding it because I know you don't like
it. So NFL Rants and Raves tomfoolery in Leeds And Bonds, are we doing Bonds again? Let's just do Bonds again. It's so much fun down there.
Down in the basement?
Yes.
As long as I get to stand under the vent.
That's where I stood last year.
Is that why I was so sweaty?
Yes. There is a picture of you. You look like a sweaty bub.
Well, actually, there's a picture of me crying at some point. That was a couple of years ago when Kara was having a gymnastics competition, and it was her birthday.
I don't remember you crying. That wasn't at Bonds. That
and
was
someone
at,
took this picture.
That wasn't at Bonds. That was at
Sports Cafe.
It was Sports Cafe after the Wembley game. Yes, it was.
Well, whatever. Here's what was going on, and someone took my picture and said, "Wow, how drunk you are." I'm like, "No, my daughter was like qualifying for state in gymnastics, and it was her birthday." It was her 10th birthday.
Yeah.
And I was missing her 10th birthday.
That was, I do remember that.
And
that
was, I was a little upset because someone's like, "Wow, that must be hard." And it's like, don't ever go up to somebody that you think something's really hard and say, "Wow, that must be hard." Because that's all you need to push them over the edge, yeah. Okay? So I'm taking the Chargers.
Jeff got pushed over the edge. Well, we're both taking the Chargers.
Of course.
That.
Look, they are not going to continue to free fall into oblivion. 2-3 is how they have started
they
the last three
can't.
Seasons, and then they
win.
Make the playoffs.
They can't win on the road, though.
Yeah, Steven, they've been 2-3
they
the last several
Seattle.
Seasons. Right.
They lost in Kansas City, and they lost in Oakland.
Yeah.
They're not losing in St. Louis, too. They're not, and the
what
Rams, also another team full of...
Shippo bang up!
Mark Clayton, the guy who they traded Baltimore with, he's obviously starting to break out. He's got a great rapport with Sam Bradford.
Like you can't believe.
And then, boom, he goes down with a season-ending injury. They had already lost Donnie Avery, and Steven Jackson's kind of hobbling around.
Yep.
SJ 39.
And when you're pinning all your hopes on a cat, the wide receiver, Danny Amendola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good. But
I like
what?
Him a lot. But come on. You got to do a little bit better than that if you're going to face the Chargers.
So we got San Diego, especially Chargers. I believe this is the week they get McNeil back.
Yes.
On their
McNeil
offensive line. And or is it next week? This week or next week?
I thought it was this week. Why?
This
did week. He have a suspension on top of everything?
Yeah, because remember he... No, that I'm... No.
You're thinking of Vijax that's
he's
four
back.
Games
he's,
once
he's,
he finally
yeah,
gets...
This, he's back this week.
Yeah.
So they're going to be great. I think Ryan Matthews finally is over that little ankle injury he had.
Every week he gets from that injury, the better.
Getting better. And look, the Chargers know that, look, okay, you know what? Darn it. We started.
We did it again.
2-3 again. It's time to bust a move, and they're going to bust a move. They start in St. Louis.
But they have got to reduce the turnovers.
All right. Our two final games, their nap game. Oh, people, if you could see Jeff's face.
Well, now I'm imagining I walk into a hotel room and there's someone like me laying in a bed making this sound.
Yeah.
And what's going through my mind?
Yeah.
And so, Steven,
well, I saw you go to sleep, so it wasn't like I was scared or anything. I knew it was you. I was actually, this is me. I'm at my computer, you know, typing up notes or, you know, checking
You're
my
You're probably writing the good, the bad,
team.
And the ugly, knowing you.
And all of a sudden, I start hearing this. And this is
Says
me.
This, dark.
This is me. he's freaking snoring.
Did
He's
it start softly
snoring.
Or did it start all of a sudden?
No, it was just all of a sudden. It was loud. Just
so
like,
just bang.
It was quiet, quiet,
gunshot.
quiet, and then you heard it.
Wow.
So there you go.
That's
so no,
creepy.
It just brought me joy to know that
joy.
Now you're the tables have been turned.
So you take pleasure at my snoring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the Oakland Raiders travel to San
How
Francisco.
How can we hate each other?
I don't know.
Because I totally love you. Even when I'm mad at you, I love you.
Oh, I love you too, big man. Oakland Raiders at San Francisco. This is the Battle of the Bay.
Because when the lights go down in the city.
Sing it with me, Jeff.
And the sun shines on the bay.
Have we decided that that's the bay he's talking about?
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Come on. Oh, man, you just need to go with it. Of course I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, the band Journey is from the San Francisco Bay Area. Name one other San Francisco band.
Journey.
Okay. I said another.
Oh, you said another.
If you guessed Jefferson Starship, you would have been correct. Were you actually going to go there?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, Jefferson Airplane, which eventually became Jefferson Starship.
I was
going to
say Jefferson Airplane, actually.
You were not.
No, I wasn't.
But you're really good at lying. Yeah, I really am. Are you? No, I'm not. Yes, you are.
All right, now Jeffrey's just having a conversation
I'm just
with
confused.
His own. We've just gone over the 2 hour mark,
no,
so we're
hence
gonna
the confusion.
Two final games here: Oakland at San Francisco.
Now to answer Mayoko,
can I just answer who we both got here?
Sure,
we both got the San Francisco 49ers.
We both got the 49ers, but don't think this is going to be a given.
No, it's gonna be a close game. But
I'm officially going out and calling this the most dumbest wager line of the day, Stephen.
The deal. Oh yeah, they're
NFL Rants and Raves. Right? Yeah, it's the dumbest wager line of the week.
If you're taking San Francisco and 7 points,
and you're giving 7 points.
Come on,
you're smoking something. But I think the 7 points comes from the uncertainty for the Oakland Raiders of
who's
at the
quarterback
position.
But they don't seem to care whether it's Gradkowski or Campbell. The team looks kind of the same.
Yeah, yeah.
People are like, well, Gradkowski, he's more mobile, and you know, Campbell's just got a stronger arm. He gets it down the field better to those fast wide receivers.
They won't block two punts in the first 3 minutes of the
game.
That
ain't going to happen.
And get spotted a 12-0 lead.
And
so,
if he does, Singletary's going to kill someone. So just know that. Be afraid.
So we both got San Francisco in this one. I have no
how
the
a 9-5 team
go to 0-6.
Oh no, in six.
I fear for some people in the Bay Area.
Yeah,
fear.
They have a beautiful facility there next to Great America down in Santa Clara, and it's too bad because there could be bloodshed. It is a beautiful place, nice staff, good people, but ooh, my goodness. And Mayoko, we're sorry, and the other guy, I can never think of his
Barrows.
Name. Barrows. Jeff, you know what I should think of his
San Francisco's favorite by how many again?
Seven.
What?
There you go. Even Emma's surprised at that one.
She like, should be.
San Francisco
that
by
sounds like
seven.
A lot.
That is a lot of points, but that's the crazy thing is when I saw that and I'm like, wait a minute. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Raiders have won a couple games and San Francisco's
0-5. What?
Man, that's a slap in the face for the Oakland Raiders.
So I come in your house.
Yes.
Elena answers the door after saying, who is it?
Yes.
She knows. You remember how Kara used to answer the door? She'd ask, who is it? As she opens the door, she's opening the door, yeah, who is it? And Elena was fantastic, and she welcomes me in the house. She gives me a little half hug and stuff, and I walk over to the couch, and Emma pokes her little head up and just has her lips puckered up.
She was a besito.
She's like, Uncle Jeff, I'm right here, so give me my kiss.
Yes.
And I said, what?
Besitos. Wants besitos.
All right. So
real quick story before we get to the final game. So my mom calls me.
What does she call you? She calls you Stevie.
Yes, she does. But she calls me on the phone right as Monday Night Football is getting ready to start. And I'm here with Chris. I'm sitting with Chris.
Yeah. So I came over at halftime.
Yeah.
And
so,
my mom
starts, you know, talking football and stuff like that. And
Stevie,
and
what's wrong with the Cowboys? Exactly,
you know what? She's
I know your mom.
She's like,
so
I've got a surprise for you. And I'm like, what, mom? She's like, mijo, I think I'm going to start cheering for another team. I'm cheering for the Raiders now. And I literally go, what? What? Hold on 1 second. I give the phone to Emma, and Emma goes, Grandma, what you talking about? What? Mom, I just hear my mom cracking up on the other end of the phone.
Can't believe it.
She goes, Grandma, what are you talking about? What? And no, she's like, I'm so frustrated with them. I'm like, yeah, me too. Well, don't change it. Of all the teams, please, God, don't change the Raiders.
But first
she's
of
like,
all,
no.
when,
she's like,
when
I,
you're
I know.
Behind a team, you're behind them through thick and thin.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, she's been a
unless
fan
a mean
a
lady takes
me.
Your team and moves them halfway across America.
Now, I suspect if Jerry was to take the Cowboys out of Dallas, we probably wouldn't be Cowboy fans.
If he moved them to Idaho. and just said, screw y'all, I'm out here, I'm going to Idaho.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah,
and then had the nerve to move himself back, but leave the team?
Leave the team.
Wouldn't you just become a hater?
Yeah, I'd be a hater immediately.
You'd still respect Troy. You'd still respect the triplets. All you just go, those guys are awesome. You know, and I see Merlin Olsen, and it almost brings tears to my eyes, seeing all the memories. And
what about Chris Everett? Do you see him every once in a while?
I do see him doing the Phantom Sack. And I just go, God, I'm embarrassed that this is my team.
Who basically will never come on the show because we've called him Chris Everett far too many times on the show.
Don't care. I just, when there's somebody that embarrasses you about your team, makes you embarrassed that you're a fan.
Yeah.
That's when you know that your team's not going anywhere, but you still don't jump.
All right, we both got the Niners, and that brings us to the final nap game.
Oh, my gosh.
Where the Dallas Cowboys
Lego
travel to Estupendo Minnesota.
Estupendo de nap.
To face the Vikings.
Where all Vikings and Cowboys fans are saying,
I hate football!
Yeah, you know what? The funny thing is,
why is this kid saying I hate football, Steven?
Well, because it's the uncertainty of it all.
No. What he's saying is this is so important to me, and I am so completely miserable that I hate it. Because these feelings that I'm feeling, I loathe these.
I hate football!
He doesn't hate football. He doesn't hate football, but he hates that feeling.
So He loves it that much.
And it just breaks your heart. Yeah. You're like, I just want to hug the poor little kid. And his dad's videotaping it.
Yeah, that's, I think,
it troubles me a little.
That's what I had the problem with. I was like, yeah, that's nice, dude. At least your wife is sitting there holding your other child.
Telling him that he shouldn't feel that way. That he shouldn't feel that way.
At least she's kind of, you know.
She's doing what a good mom does, which is negating his emotions.
No.
Sending him straight to therapy. Now, those emotional feelings you're having, those are wrong.
No. What I got from it is hopefully she was trying to say, you shouldn't have hate towards a team. Because it came after when he said, I hate the Raiders. Play it again.
Here's how it goes.
I hate the Raiders!
Me too.
Now, this part is unintelligible, and mind you, this is so authentic. He has a couple of tissues wadded up in his hand for all the snot running down his nose.
I hate Violet that she picked the Raiders!
I hate Violet that she picked the Raiders, and some people thought it was violence, but it's not.
Okay.
I hate somebody that they picked the Raiders. I don't even understand what that means.
Caden, that's not nice.
You don't hate... you don't hate her.
You don't
Violet.
You don't hate
her.
Whoever it is he was saying that he hated.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, Mom, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that's got to be what he said. I hate Violet.
I hate someone for...
I hate Violet that she picked the Raiders.
I hate Violet that she picked the Raiders.
She picked the Raiders, but
she's still our friend.
She's still our friend, yeah.
Wow, I so wanted to decipher that.
There you go. So
I feel so much better.
Yeah, so the mom was doing a good job.
You don't hate Violet. She's our friend.
She's our friend.
She picked the Raiders.
She's stupid.
Yeah, and it's okay.
I hate the Raiders!
Mom's not scolding him for that, because accurate.
You can hate the Raiders, son. That's
but
fine.
Not Violet.
Don't hit
Violet. She's our friend.
She's our friend. She can pick the Raiders if she wants to.
All right, we've gone on long enough. Dallas, Minnesota, what are we going to do with this nightmare?
All right, you tell me who you're taking.
I will, because, Steven, I don't want to do this.
You got the Vikings at home.
Of course I've got the Vikings at home.
See?
But
and I got
actually,
Dallas.
Let me check. Let me check.
Let me check.
Seriously. Okay, I have the Vikings at home. Because I just can't stomach taking that awful team. That awful, awful team.
I suspect, and as I said today on the Dallas Cowboys Star Report, it's already up. You can go check it out if you want. Especially you Cowboy fans, you should go check it out. Anybody else who wants to. I said, look, the Cowboys are finding themselves in that situation again. Here we go
again
on the road.
The most desperate team has to win.
And it's the road team in this case, and it's the Dallas Cowboys.
I believe that the Cowboys are the most desperate team. And so I'm going to reserve my right to change my pick on this because I've got to really put more thought in this, more than 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because I need to determine which team is
Jeff
most desperate.
2 hours of work. I did 10 minutes of work, and we only differ on four games.
4 out of 14. That's a for us. That's a lot. This is a lot of differences for us.
A lot of differences. A lot of differences.
So the challenge game you've already declared is the New York Giants and the Denver Broncos.
New York Jets. Jets. I'm taking the Jets. You've got the Broncos.
Wow. See, this is like when you took the Rams, but you know what? That worked out for me, and I took the Lions. So I've got to just roll with that. I've liked the Jets before you did, and I liked the Rams before you did, and I don't like the Lions, and I don't like Denver. So it's like, and this is a challenge game, but it worked out for me, so I'm going to roll with it.
It won't work out for you this week.
And I'm going to actually get an appetizer before my steak comes, just so you know.
I suspect, so what happens if we tie? If we split the four games?
That's irrelevant. Oh, wait. The bet's not the challenge game.
No.
I'm sorry. I got distracted. I thought the bet was a challenge game. If we split them, then we split them, Steven. It's just like when we end up tied at the end of the season. The bet's off.
The bet is off. Okay.
I know that, you know, for our listeners, that's immensely unsatisfying. We don't care. It's not that we don't like you, it's our money.
The crazy thing is that
real money.
Last season, the challenge game, there's 21 weeks. Right. So there should have been anonymous. There should have been a winner.
Should have been.
But during the divisional round, there were only two games, and we agreed on both of them.
And we were wrong on one of them.
We were wrong on one of them. So there you go.
Disagree all the time, because sometimes we don't. And it's real money, and it's my anniversary on Friday, and I'm taking Dee Dee to a nice restaurant, as nice as we go.
And next week, you're taking me to steak.
See, and Dee Dee will be furious if I take you to a more expensive restaurant than I'm taking her for our 22nd anniversary.
Well, you better take her to an expensive restaurant then.
I'm taking her to an expensive restaurant.
Okay.
Not as expensive.
I'm just
we
saying,
don't go any higher end
up
than Houston's, okay?
What?
Houston's
isn't expensive.
Look, when two people go in there, have a drink, and walk out and drop $140.
I never drink, so. See, you're getting off easy.
I'm getting off easy because I have a martini that costs
$6. I don't drink.
And then the tax and tip makes that martini $8.
But you know what? For you, at our lunch, I might have a drink. My first ever.
You've had a drink
before. Okay, I've had a couple of drinks, yes.
The green grass of home, man.
The green grass of home was. How could you not? You're in Jamaica.
I've never been to
Jamaica.
And
the guy's like, you got to have the green grass of home, man. And I'm like, the what? He says, it's the green grass of home. And he's already pouring it. He's already pouring it. Okay. And then he hands it to me. He's like, just take a little sip, man. Come on. And so I'm like, oh. And he looks at me. He's like, it's the green grass of home, man. And I'm like, yeah, baby. Every morning I go out and have one of those little green grasses
every
home.
Every morning. Start your day off with some liquor.
I'd roll out of bed and be like, and he would see me coming too, because I would roll, literally, we'd open our room, the sliding doors.
Our formula
is drink frequently and drink often.
And we're right on the beach, and I start walking to it, and he sees me, and he's like, do you want the green grass of home, man? And I'm like, yes, sir. And he's like, and on my last day there, he's like, and today, since your last day, we're going to give you double parking. And he hands me two of them.
Double parking.
I'm like, okay.
Okay.
There you go. Steven, that's it. We've had enough. It's
I think
time
we go out this way.
Hey. Team on three. 1, 2, 3.
Team.
All right. I've got Dallas. Jeff's got Minnesota. We differ on four games. The challenge game, New York Jets at Denver.
It's on the website.
It's all there. Check it out. And I won't have to do much work because it's already all squared away.
That's my boss, man. That's my boss.
This has been Steven Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Good night, people.